What defines my name? What defines my name? N.A.S. What defines my name? N.A.S. What defines my name?
Name existed forever, means victory, help a whole name means protector. Shorten it by two letters, without the IR at the end. The reincarnated Gil Scott living in the bottle again. The World Cup in Moscow with a blonde of 10. Vape pen when I speak is like a lottery win. Quote my total, multi-mogul. So fly, I can walk in any spot, every box be soaking. From a time when weed was stronger, today's streets are calmer. They used to kill for shade sneakers and bombers. My name existed forever, before Christians came in America, even better. With click sounds in their mouths was language for humans. With stick figures and caves, my name's written fluid. Nasty like way before even Rome had a sewage. For 50,000 years ago, if I could choose its origin, since there's nothing to gain by assuming, I'ma say the definition of my name, the truest. I shocked them like real bullets and prop guns. Creek with baddies and sequence stretches with high strung. Fresh off the jet, you can see my vision where I've come. How much time y'all got? Yo, Preem, let's drop something.
What defines my name? What defines my name? N.A.S. What defines my name? N.A.S. What defines my name?
DNA of King James, kin of St. Michael. Polygamous minded, seven wives on ridiculous timing. They always share the same title, that be the whiskey talk. That's foul like a stop in Frisk, New York. At 20, I said I better quit by 30 than my 30. I thought by 40 rapping is corny, how wrong was I? Never would've thought that 50 new songs by 9 would be hard to lie. I leave them scared like when they hear their name called, but ain't nobody there. The definition of my name probably started where? I rode the E-Train, fingers covered in ink stains. Writing was like an escape excited, lead the beat flames. It was Rod, Kane, Coogee, and Chris. Few names like Cool James, Face, Cube, and Rick. That was musically sick, successful and unnatural. I throw they songs in a cyanide capsule. The truth is poison to any fraud. Demigod, rocking suits and shoes, going against any odds. How could you hate me? I survived the 80s, the D's, the trauma. Embalming fluid and laced weed. Inhale fumes from a stove or cook-up. The show's booked up. I chose to take the world over. Look up.
What defines my name? What defines my name? N.A.S. What defines my name? N.A.S. What defines my name?
Hey yo, 30 years later, Illmatic was dropped. Yes, man, what the fuck am I doing?
Hey yo, Prince, chill. I got the rhymes, you got the beats.
Alright.
30 years later, we back in the streets, we back in the lab.
Alright then. Let's go, Nas.
It's time. It's album time.
Yeah. It's time.
It's time. Black is time.
Premier album still gon' happen.
Dirty. Yeah. Dirty Basement Radio. We in the building once again for another fantastic show. Mike. Can you hear me? Big apologies for yesterday. We're supposed to be on the air with another episode of the ATL Live Show, but unfortunately, my system didn't want to cooperate. The website was not operable yesterday. The website was down. So my apologies to everybody who was looking forward as much as I was to the ATL Live radio show featuring the Tylers. All right. But hopefully, technology willing, we will be back in the building next week, Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the ATL Live show. I got one of my folks in the building early. All right, let me see about getting them connected real quick. All right, that allows me to check my mic real quick. All right, let me see. 1-2-1-2. How are you? Talk to me, 513. Talk to me.
513, this is Spicy. That's me. Early.
What's going on, girl?
Ready to go. What's up?
How I sound? How's my mic?
It's good.
Okay, fantastic. Because, you know, I be going through these technical issues sometimes, be fighting my technology. But we here. Big shout out to my dude, Big Maka. I see him on the early check-in also. So what's going on, Spicy? What's the latest?
The latest is just revamping my single. I got part two of the video to finish. And we working on it, trying to get it done. Part two coming soon, and then the video and the singles will be done. I got two of them coming.
All right, nice. All right, I definitely looking forward to hearing some new music from you. Now, unfortunately, all right, I was talking to Mr. Raw. Hopefully, we'll catch up with Mr. Raw a little bit later on. We've been having problems with the system for a while. There's been some, you know, I'm not sure exactly, so I don't want to, but, you know, songs be missing sometimes. Sometimes we go back and songs, and songs that were in the system, you know, it's like they disappeared. And, you know, we had quite a few of your songs in the system at one point, and it seems like the last time I was looking to play one of your songs, it's like they weren't there no more. I don't know what. I think we only got one song. The only song that I still have in my system of yours is the old song, Fire. That's the only song I still got in here. I don't know where all your music went. It's the weirdest thing.
Okay, I'll just have to resend it.
Yeah, so, you know, please do when you get a chance. I mean, we don't even have hands in here no more. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. All the joints is gone. It's like crazy. You know, not just yours, but yours is probably the most, you know, the most single artist that's, you know, missing. You know, I think as an individual artist, you know, yours is the most songs that just went poof, you know, so I really don't know. But, you know, situation and circumstance, and, you know, I can't place no blame on anything or anyone, even though I do have my suspicions. But nonetheless, you know, we're still here, Dirty Basement Radio. The best in the business is on the MIC. Big shout out to everybody who's in the building right now. All right. I think I see Miss Mona in the building also. All right. If that's the case, big shout out to her. All right. We're going to get some of her music. She blessed me with a brand new song today. All right, so maybe she'll be kind enough to allow me to play. Well, I guess that's why she sent it. She wanted me to play it, right? So we're going to get into that a little bit later on. Telephone lines are open, 563-999-3050. Matter of fact, let me see if I can get her connected right now. Mona.
Hey, baby.
What's going on with you? How you feeling?
What is this? I feel like I feel. How you feel?
Oh, you know, I'm feeling. You know what I'm saying? I try not to feel too much. I try to do more thinking and feeling. It keeps me out of situations I don't want to be in, so I try to do more thinking than feeling.
Yeah, that is I'm gonna say your case, a man's case. So we gonna do this topic today or what?
Yeah, well, I guess I better you here. Sounds like you're ready to go. All right, good people.
Yeah. You know, it's in the book of what sincere say, so you know,
the
you
book
just give
of what
me more chapters.
Say.
Yes, the book of what
all right, well,
say.
All right, well,
be saying.
All right, well, first of all, folks, all right, if you've been tuned in for a while, y'all know how I am. Y'all know how I am if you've been tuned in for a while. All right, if you've been here for, you know, at least a few episodes, if you've been here for a few seasons, then you already know what it is. I laugh at myself all the time because, you know, I'm quite sure that I was supposed to be canceled. I still, matter of fact, you know, today might be my last day on the air. Ain't that right, Mona?
Might be.
Might be.
Yes, because you don't know how to act. You're a bad actor.
You're a bad actor.
I'll be acting up. You be acting up. Off the subject, I can't get used to you calling me Mona. That's bothering my soul.
I'm sorry, say that again?
But I can't get used to you calling me Mona.
Well, you know. You are, you know, out here as the artist now. You're the artist. I mean, I got to remind myself sometimes. But, you know, being that you're out in the marketplace as the artist now, I think that's the best thing for us to do so we don't confuse the market. Now, for anybody who's unaware, all right, Mona, a.k.a. Reddy, has been a member of Dirty Basement Radio for years and years, former on-air personality and such. You know what I mean? So, you know, she's been with us for quite some time. All right, on these airwaves and, you know, behind the scenes and such, and, you know, we're going to get into some of her music, like I said before, but she has a topic today. All right, this is a topic that's by request. All right, now you want
to... Listen, it was requested because of your bad acting, and that's it. Other than that, it would have been something else. I came across it, so the topic... Yeah, The topic was because of your bad acting. That's the only reason that we have it up, because of things that Sincere say. That's why this topic had to be.
All right. Sincere say, the sensei. I think I like that. I think that came up a little bit earlier today in conversation. I Sincere, the sensei. I think I like that. That kind of goes along with my whole, you know, saying my whole vibe of being the proprietor, you know, of being, how can I say, the lead professor in the university. So, yeah, I kind of like that. I think that goes along with my vibe. I think that fits right in. I think I like that. I think we might add that on. He might be a character. He might be a character. We might have to make him a character, all right, in a future endeavor. Yeah, see, records be missing. I don't know what be happening to some of these records sometimes. I really don't. All right. I think I found this one. All right, we're going to get into it in just a bit. All right, sounds like this is going to be a funny show. Sounds like it's going to be hot. I hope I make it through the end of the day. All right, I got Mr. Roar in the building. Let me get Mr. Roar connected right now. Mr. Roar, what's the good word?
You already know who it is when you hear that sound of how it's going down. Mr. R-W-A-W in the building, Miami's own, a.k.a. Mr. New York, but I'm still doing it my way. What's good on there, y'all? What's going on with the flavor? Peace and blessings to everybody on the line. Peace and blessings. Salutations on this beautiful Saturday. What's the topic? What's the topic? What's going on?
Well, I mean, I guess from the sounds of it, it sounds like I'm going to be the topic from the sound.
Oh,
like I'm
you, put
topic.
Your,
right.
You put your
this
foot in it. What you do?
My...
What you done did? What
well,
you did?
Know, you know
what
me, you man.
Did?
You know. All right.
What did Mudfoot do?
All right.
Oh man.
No, see. It wasn't Mudfoot this time. It was one of those other guys. Now you know this guy. All right. I talk about him. He's popped out. As a matter of fact, he's usually here every week. You know, he be the one that y'all be running away from. That y'all don't be wanting to co-sign the stuff I say. All right, that's the and by the way, folks, all right, don't be stealing my ideas. I know a lot of y'all been stealing my shit for years. Y'all need to stop stealing my ideas. But I got this idea for a comic strip. I never told you this, Mr. Roy. I got an idea for a comic strip.
Nah, I'm listening.
I do.
I'm listening.
Mr. Roy, you know. All right, you know that, you know, creative people like me and you, we can't stop creating stuff. My brain keep working. If it's not one thing, it's the next. All right.
Back.
So a couple of years ago, during the course of conversation, I came up with this idea. Now, back in the days, I don't know if you know this fella, but there was a fella who used to come to the studio by the name of Mark Miller. I might have mentioned him to you before. Fantastic MC. You would have loved him. All right. Talk about freestyle. One of the best freestylers. All right, they used to come to the studio back in the days. He could just pick up the mic and start rhyming, and you would have loved it. All right, he also used to draw his own independent comic strips. He used to draw comic strips. All right, so I need to get with Mark Miller. Big shout out to him because I'm gonna get him to draw my comic strip. But my comic strip is gonna be called. Oh boy, I know this is gonna get me in trouble. what the hell? I'm here for it. It's gonna be called The Toxic Misogynist. All right, he's going to be a superhero. He's going to be a superhero, all right, or an anti-hero, as it were. All right, and he's going to be the guy that says all this stuff that the other guys can't say because they don't want to end up on the couch. All right, they don't want to end up on the couch, so they don't say the stuff that sometimes you need to say, but you don't want to end up on the couch, so you don't say it. All right, you don't want to be in the doghouse. You don't want to be in a tent in the backyard. So, you know, you keep the comments usually to yourself, even though... A lot of times you need to say them. All right, need to say them. All right, I'm quite sure you've been in that situation, Mr. Roy. You ever been on the couch?
Oh, have I? In the recliner. The recliner chair. Yes, sir.
With a blanket.
Yes, I had to put myself a little night table on the side and just put my medicine there and just say, you know, this is where I'm going to be for a while. You know what I'm saying? This is where I'm going to be for a while. I'll get my charging station up there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
for my pad.
No, so you were bad.
Man.
You were bad. Okay. All right. I understand. I see. But that's okay. That's all right. It happens. But one of my philosophies as a toxic misogynist is, if you've never spent no time in the doghouse, if you haven't had to sleep on the couch, all right, if you never had to, you know, make do in the guest room or on a cot in the basement, that means that you a sucker, all right? That means that you are like a Norbit, you're Norbit, and you're like, okay. You don't give your wife no problems. You don't give her no pushback. You do everything she say. All right? And that's the only way you're going to avoid ever going on the couch. Now, if you've been on the couch at least one time, then you can join the club. All right, Dirty Basement Radio. I'm just going to be a long show. We're going to have some fun today, though. Big shout out to everybody who's in the building. I see my man, A1. A1, I'm going to need your help today, A1. I'm going to need your help. So get ready. All right, big shout out to my man, Big Marco, once again. I think I see Boss Hogg in the building, too. All right, I don't know about Boss Hogg. Sometimes I think he'd be against me, but I guess we'll see. All right, let's jump into some more of this music. Like I said, Sincere the Sensei. I like that. Big shout out to Elder Sensei. All right, the original. He was in the building a couple weeks back, had a real good talk. Check the archives. This is Crowd Pleaser.
This life is mine.
All pros data for splattering. My chatter is patterns and seeds what I greed. In excess of trees, a lavish home is all I need. Oh, the so exquisite prolific jet is here to present my testament in all closed circuit events. Respect the essence and build on my landfill. I'm so ill like the film, time to kill real. To real service for clarity in its best form. Above the norm, but to my culture stays warm. To my duties and laws, to refresh all y'all with the greatest of songs that can never go wrong. Do the next snap, back and forth, realizing missing and lyrical exercising. It's no surprise that I'm bringing the good, swinging the wood like pool hoes, prepare for a new host.
Crowd, please, I register off to meet up. You know the business.
Keep it live. 973 since 8 o'clock.
Transmitting live with the hardcore sound. Crowd, please, I register off to meet up. You know the business.
And embarrass you in tournaments. Don't forget when I first stepped on the scene. The boisterous, glorious, furious with a scheme of things. Lethal in fact, styles coming sacks of tens. Infamous like tapes from backspin. Captain of the ship, Buckaroo Banzai. Master of the sword like Lee Mubai. In it for the cast and the flash and the gusto. Must flow aggressively to rake in the dough. Take it all in, breathe and stop. Take a minute to reflect as I take it from the top.
Crowd, please, I register off to meet up.
But never dramatized like homicide, summarized on my social life. I'm well spoken like speakers at charities. Narratives that I give pop off and shattering. Straight action packed, jumping through windows. Car bombs and hoes and beats that explode. All working, no playing on the job. K to the R's, ill mind on the floors.
Crowd, please, I register off the meter. You know the business.
Keep it live. 973 since 8 o'clock.
Transmitting live.
Off the meter, you know the business.
Dirty Basement Radio. We just getting it warm, just getting it heated, just getting it hot. Matter of fact, we getting ready to burn.
From L.A. to NY. North Kakalaki, t-shirts and khakis in Dubai. Application from out high. Dreams money can buy overnight if it's possible. Dodge the universe obstacles. Straight bullets in hospitals. I done seen niggas get rich. Seen niggas die broke. The cliche that life is a bitch still exists inside the ghetto. Tupacalypse never lied when he said he's against the odds. Most niggas will wish you well, but soon as that well is dry, stuck in it by yourself, hoping that you can camouflage. With killers again, defending your chin when you walk outside. Far as myself, I never hit niggas below the belt. Helped you when you couldn't help yourself. You cross me, then you got dealt. It's simple mathematics. Imagine your life in the mansion. Believe it and it can happen, nigga. That's law of attraction, nigga.
But some niggas don't learn till the iron is hot. And when they decide to stop, you just gotta let it burn. Burn, 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 burn. Cause some niggas don't learn till the iron is hot. And when they decide to stop, you just gotta let it burn. Burn.
Burn, 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 burn.
And all the hoes say, that's some good game. And all the bros say, that's some good game.
From LA to NY. North Kakalaki, t-shirts and khakis in Dubai. Cameras asking me, do I still smoke like I used to? Still kick up that hoorah. Bank account by the buku. Meals inside of my ride. Seen niggas get rich. Seen niggas die broker than what they had started with. What's the point of a starter kit if residuals doesn't flip like hoes do? You dip with Dorito chip or you eating off soul food. Back when I was local, pushing 20s, fast forward, Dre recording my vocals. I was 20 years old, gang banging in Pro Tools. Stuck in the streets, the studio was released. And selling records was a homecoming for me. Dog pound, rehabilitation for street niggas. Nice cars, but still court cases on each nigga. Judas sitting at the table, watching them eat with us. Judas caught a bullet quick, keep the receipt. Nigga, had to keep the fakers far from around me. Cut a couple homies off cause they tried to down me. And look where they found me, in Jamaica, rolling up Khalifa paper. And Damien is my neighbor, I'm aiming shots at the haters. I give you the crown, don't give it back. Don't fuck it up, I just want you to rap, nigga. The coast on your back, nigga, what?
But some niggas don't learn till the iron is hot. And when they decide to stop, you just gotta let it burn.
Burn, 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 burn.
Some niggas don't learn till the iron is hot. And when they decide to stop, you just gotta let it burn.
Burn, 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 burn.
And all the hoes say, that's some good game. And all the bros say, that's some good game.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio. The independent artist's best friend is in the building. You already know what it is. Every Saturday starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are here. We are here. And you really need to be here too, all right? So make sure that you tap in with us every single Saturday starting at 6 p.m. is on Friday, starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, I think I have Remedy Cold Sweat in the building. Let me see if I can get her connected. Remedy, you in the building?
Yes, I am. Hey.
Now, what's going on with you? What's the latest? What's the latest?
Oh, I got a laptop.
Say that again?
I said I got a laptop.
Okay. All right. Glad you're in good spirits. I always like to have you on the show. All right. Our latest alumni, all right, joined Dirty Basement a little while ago. You've been with us for a little while now. All right, we'd always definitely enjoy your presence. All right, we're going to have a hot show today, all right? we're not going to let y'all make this about me. I don't care what y'all say, we're not going to make this about me, but we are going to ask the question. All right, we're going to ask the question. All right, now, hopefully we'll be able to do this all in one show. We might end up having to have a part two. But hopefully we'll be able to get through a lot of this in today's show. All right, I want y'all to think about this. I'm going to jump back to some more music, and I'm going to let y'all think about this for a while. All right, ladies and gentlemen, all right, this is for everybody. What's y'all pet peeves? All right, what turns you off? Fellas, what turns you off? You know what I'm saying, about a woman, all right? And ladies, what turns you off about a man, all right? His characteristics, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, he got stink feet, whatever it is, all right? We want to know, what are y'all turned off, ladies and gentlemen. So think about that for a while. Think about that for a while. You know, now, the last song we just played, that was Burn, right? Kendrick Lamar. All right, big shout out to him. All right, I'm loving that record right now. All right, and, you know, sometimes you just got to let it burn, right? Just got to, you know, set it on fire and actually stand there and watch it burn. All right, just watch it burn to make sure it burns all the way down. You got to make sure it burns, right? You don't want to come back and it's, you know, only halfway burnt. You want to burn it all the way down. So sometimes that's the only way that you could start over again and build it up properly, all right? Because if you leave it halfway, it's going to be lumpy and lopsided, and it ain't going to be balanced. You know, it's not going to be leveled. It's not going to be none of that, and it ain't going to work. So think about what I just said, what I just asked y'all. What are some of those pet peeves? What are some of those turn-offs? Not the turn-ons. All right, y'all freaky freaks. None of that today, all right? Maybe another show. We have to do another show for that, all right, after the sun goes down. All right, but in the meantime, think about that. All right, the independent artist best friend is in the building. This is a joint we blazed a few weeks ago. Did quite well. The folks was feeling this. Big shout out to Drank Sinatra. I stand on that.
Yeah. Yeah, this Drank. Hey, oil and gas company, you know what I'm saying? The other side of the tank. We standing on business about this one though, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm from Texas with niggas and mixes is focused on trying to get paid.
Get paid.
We standing on business. If you and your feelings, you probably gon' fuck up the place. Hey, so watch how you moving and watch what you say. My only advice to you is stay out the way.
But anyway, it's gonna always be a boy, isn't it?
But thank you for stopping, bro. Have a good day. This portable forward and real drink. I'ma give you 16 at the whole paint. Of that old school or activist in that form. If you want the whole thing, we gon' break the bank. You can get that shit now, you don't have to wait. And we ain't sorry for shit, that's that nigga Drake. It's a long story safe when we ride paper plates. And the Sprite always purple, they never pink. Let me slow this shit down just to make you think. Bitch, it's straight from the form, it ain't nothing fake. If we ever run out, I'ma run a few routes and go check my account and make some shake. We customer service, make sure you straight. And I hope for your faith that ain't nothing frauds. We ain't finna say nothing to no authorities. Just know we gon' handle that shit accordingly. Cause I ain't gotta say I got it, you know I got it, and that's fact. I stand on that. And if a nigga say I got it and he done told somebody and he a rat, I stand on that. And if a nigga told somebody then it's gon' be somebody. And if you know somebody, don't even speak about it. And if you owe somebody, you either keep it solid or it's a rap. I stand on that. Cause I ain't gotta say I got it if you didn't know I got it, and that's fact. I stand on that. And if a nigga say I got it and he done told somebody then he a rat, I stand on that. If a nigga told somebody, then it's gon' be somebody. And if you know somebody, don't even speak about it. And if you owe somebody, you either keep it solid or it's a rap. I stay on that. Nigga, where's your up? Money jumping out the gym. You niggas can't reach the rim. I financially stimulating, hitting licks and stangin'. I re-up in the zone again. Bring it back to the hood. Tell me what's good. I'm teaching my young niggas how to win. Investing in stocks and bonds instead of worrying about farms. My nigga, I just dropped the gym. I hear niggas gasping for win. Nigga, we setting these trends. So now it's gon' cost to get in. You ain't fuck with me when it started. Now we gotta test niggas for they sin. If you want that good shit, you gon' have to spend. Coming straight from the source, not the middle man. Sending packages out, we gon' manage these costs. Bitch, I'm stamping passports, getting it in. Man, we out clashing these niggas. I'm running up cash on the dealer. Still trying to dance on the pivot. I'm moving too fast in the fish. Behind the back pass on a nigga called Glass when I hit it. I'm shooting from different angles. I ain't just talking shit, I'm a game changer. Everybody can't eat, that's a disclaimer. Everybody ain't me, that's a bitch, ain't. Cause I ain't gotta say I got it for you to know I got it, and that's fact. I stand on that. And if a nigga say I got it and he done told somebody and he a rat, I stand on that. And since a nigga told somebody and it's gon' be somebody. And if you know somebody, don't even speak about it. And if you owe somebody, you either keep it silent or it's a rap. I stand on that. Cause I ain't gotta say I got it if you didn't know I got it, and that's fact. I stand on that. And if a nigga say I got it and he done told somebody and he a rat, I stand on that. If a nigga told somebody, then it's gon' be somebody. And if you know somebody, don't even speak about it. And if you owe somebody, you either keep it solid or it's a rap. I stand on that. I stand on that. DJ Slick. Party animal. Crook master on the beat. Yeah. Yeah, it's Drake.
Yeah. DJ Sincere, Dirty Basement Radio. That was Drank Sinatra, and I stand on that. Right, big shout out to all my area code that's in the building right now. My 513s, my 754s, my 951s, my 917s, my 973s. Big shout out to everybody. My 716s, 803 is in the building. Thank y'all. Appreciate all the support. Everybody who's online and supporting via their social media. I definitely appreciate it. I should have the black seat. I'm sure he's somewhere running around here. Probably got me on the listening behind the scenes on the stream and such. We're going to come back after a minute. I'm going to give y'all another minute because I know some of y'all probably got a long list. Probably got a long list. But keep in mind, all right, I got a limited amount of time. All right, so think about it some more, and we're going to come right back after this.
Good, everybody. This is your girl, Mona. You want to be in the now with current events? You want to argue about hot topics? You want to listen to the hottest indie artists? Then check out Dirty Basement Radio with DJ Sincere. It goes down.
That ain't my business no more. And since you ain't the man that I'm used to, you're used to not living here no more. And I don't know what you done heard, but the lies you're selling, they already were told. And it's a load of shame that will bought your soul. And what Steven said it, it was your way to go. I know you got a chick on his head. You've been running and ducking and trying to hide. You a dog to tell with no breath. I know you got a chick on his head. Y'all coming out the store the other day. You didn't turn around when I yelled your name. And this ain't no new game you're coming with. I told you from the deal I made it to stay. And I don't know what you done heard, but the lies you said it, they already been sold. And it's a lowdown shame, the devil bought your soul. And what Steven said it,
All right, I guess I procrastinated long enough. I guess I fooled around long enough. Time to get to the topic at hand. Like, all right, Sincere, come on. You fooled around long enough. All right, now, like I said at early in the show, this topic was not my idea, all right? This is by request, all right? So we're going to go to the quester, all right, first. We're going to get some feedback on this topic and some thoughts about what she has to say. Now, Miss Mona, okay, don't start laughing now. Don't start laughing now.
I am laughing. I'm laughing.
All right, now, it's on you. What's some of your pet peeves? What turns you off about a man?
Well, first, let's tell him why this topic came to be. I've been dealing with Sincere for some years, probably between 8 and 10, Sincere.
Say it again.
Has it been that long? The years I've been dealing with you. The years I've been talking to you. The years I've been getting to know Sincere. Sincere says some things. And that's why I came up with it. And lately, for the last year and a half, I've been writing things that Sincere say. And that's not Sincere says, but things that Sincere say. And so today when we were talking, I was just like, the sensei. Because that's who he, this persona that he gives off, like he's the sensei. Like, and I am the grasshopper. Or whoever he's viewing this knowledge to is the grasshopper, and he is the teacher. So it's a lot of things that Sincere says or Sincere say that makes me want to cut him on a regular basis. And I'm just going to nick him. I ain't trying to stab him, but I do want to cut him a lot of times. And so I started writing down the things that he says, and they drive me insane. And so I said, you need to do a topic on what turns a woman off. Or what turns a man off? And he says, well, we can add on there what turns a woman off as well. So I have I have 45 pages of what Sincere say. And so I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about that later on in the show. I'm going to give y'all a rundown on some of the things Sincere say. And, you know, y'all can tell me whether or not y'all feeling it, you digging, or if it's turning y'all off. I'm talking to the ladies, and if any of the men agree with it. So, you know. That's the thing. One of the things, and I can say that men that turns me off about men, since we're going on topic, is men who curse when they're having a conversation with me. I don't like it. I just don't like it. I grew up in a household with my father, my mother, and my father. My father never cursed, and he didn't allow men to curse around us. If he had company, they had to be respectful. So to me, it shows a sign of disrespect when a man curses when he's having a conversation with you. It's them not being able to articulate or find a word to replace that curse word, so that's why they do it. So that's one of the things. So I'm going to let somebody else go too with that. They can go through next.
Wait a minute, that's
in the book of what Cynthia say. What'd you say?
That's it? That's all you're going to give us right now? That's it?
Oh, no. I'm going through the book of what Sincere say, but I have a lot of them. You know, I'm just giving somebody else a chance. You know, the last word, right or wrong, a man who has to have, okay, I can't always say the last word, because when you're in a relationship and you understand that the man is your head, as long as you understand that God in Christ is his head, you're going to give him the last say. But a man who has to have the last say, whether he's right or wrong, and most of the time they're intelligent, so they know that they're wrong, but their words is the last say, that's a turnoff. Okay, that's number 63, what Sincere say. Okay, a bragging cheater. So a bragging cheater is someone who, well, it speaks for itself. A man who brags about cheating, a man who just thinks that it's okay, and he brags about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. With that being said, we're gonna keep it moving. All right. We're gonna keep it moving, and we're gonna come back around again. I'm gonna let all the ladies that I see on the line, I'm gonna let them go first.
I'm about to let you have it.
Yeah. Woof. Just getting started. Yeah. I'm quite sure once you start with that book, it's gonna take a turn it's gonna make a left turn. I know it's coming.
It's gonna be a great book, because I only gave you three of my what turns a man off, and those wasn't even my top three.
Okay. All right. We're gonna see. Bye. Give it a minute. We're gonna come back to you. I know you got some more stuff to put on the table. Spicy, what's some of your pet peeves? What turns you off about men?
Hi, Spicy.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, Lady Bug. How are you?
Good. A turnoff for me would be a lot of plaque on their teeth, like they don't take care of their teeth. Stinky breath and stinky feet.
Ooh. Let me write that one down. Hold on.
Okay, that's it. That's it for you. Everything else is good. They're good.
That's the top three.
That's the top three.
All right.
As long as your teeth ain't yellow and your feet don't stink, and what's the other one?
Stinky breath.
All right, stinky breath.
Stinky feet. Yeah.
Bad breath, stinky feet. Okay. Wow. See that, fellas? They said that one in unison. They were like, yeah.
Because you know what? Y'all about to come with eyelashes. Y'all about to talk about women's eyelashes. What is it called? The baby hair, the eyelashes.
the
they
videos.
They gonna talk about poo, stinky poo nanny. I already know.
They gonna talk about all of that. So she had to get that one out of there. She didn't mention the stinky under the stinky underbottoms down there. She didn't say that one. She just said these were part of her top three. I don't appreciate the stinky underbottoms.
My top three. But a stinky stinky balls,
yeah.
I can't take. No way.
That's it. I didn't want to say the word. I didn't want to say the B word on the air. But yes, the stinky bees.
Okay.
Huh?
All right. Okay. All right. All right. Okay. I thought you was finished for now, Mona.
No,
I thought you was finished.
I didn't say I was finished, but listen, if she gonna bring it up, I'm gonna elaborate.
Yeah, I see.
She's gonna
agree
with me on that one.
All right, fellas.
Right,
okay, fellas. Y'all see what? All right, fellas. We just started this conversation. Y'all see what's going on already, right? These ladies is linking up. All right, they already choosing. They already choosing sides. All right, they already linking. They already linking up. All right, the sisterhood is strong. All right, the sisterhood is strong.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
All right, all right, all right, all right. All right, let me bring Miss Remedy Cold Sweat into this conversation. Remedy, talk to me. What's some of your pet peeves? All right, what turns you off about men?
When a guy doesn't put me first, let's just say that, and I know I'm not supposed to come, yes, I know I'm not supposed to come completely first above everything, but if you can't handle me and you can't put me first before anything else, that right there is one thing that is a dead turn off, and lack of communication. You got to talk to this person before you get nervous.
Hold on, Remedy. Let me write that with that.
Come on,
all that can be taken care of. See, all that can be taken care of. Bad communication can't. You need a doctor. He would.
All right, fellas, y'all see what's going on here. They're ganging up on us already. They're ganging up.
No,
so
whatever, Jeffrey Cable. I told you that.
All right, ladies, hold on.
Wait,
all right, so Remedy.
Else, I gotta hear what she said.
Yeah.
Wait, no, wait, hold on. Wait a minute, hold on now. But I'm the host of this show. You got, take it easy. All right, but now. But now, Remedy, you're going to have to elaborate just a little bit. What do you mean by put you first? What does that mean to you?
Put me first. It's real light. It's nothing, you know, real selfish like. But, I mean, if you're going to take a walk around the corner to the store and we do this on a regular and all of a sudden you want to deny for absolutely no reason, just to possibly be doing some sneaky stuff, you know. Don't ever change up. Keep me first at all times.
Got you. Okay. All right. So, fellas, if you normally walk to the store with
don't
your lady, all right, because honestly, you know, you are on to something because, you know, I often tell people that, you know, that's how you normally, because that's usually how you tell when something's going left anyway. You waiting, you know, saying you see what's different. Like, you didn't used to do that before. When you start doing that shit? You know what I mean? So sometimes that is a way to, you know, tell that some stuff are going left. So, okay, we got some words from the ladies. We got some words from Mona. We got some words from Spicy. We got some words from Remedy. Now, ladies, all right, ladies in the audience, all right, on the airwaves, if y'all want to call in and join this conversation, we'd love to hear from y'all. Let us know what's on your mind. Let us know what some of your pet peeves. What gets on your man's nerves, all right, about you? And what do you think is, you know, it might not be what you think it is. But what gets on your nerves about him? All right, we'd definitely like to know. 563-999-3050. All right, let me go to A1. Let me get him in on this topic, see what he got to say. A1, what's your thoughts about it?
Man. Am I hearing?
I know.
I'm hearing this. This is not
good.
Go
ahead.
But I'm not going to get on a couple of topics, like, you know, the women kidding, speak, you know. I'm not going to get to that. But what really pisses me off, honestly, is the fact that women talk all this equality shit, right? They want to be independent and this, that, and the third. But then they going to get mad when the nigga don't want to do. But you wanted this independent. This is what you wanted. But then you mad when a nigga don't do.
Can you give an example?
That's one of the worst shit ever, bro.
Can you give an example?
All right. Prime example. Young lady says, oh, I need this done. I need that done. All this, that, and the third. But then when you ask her on some real shit, all right, well, when the fuck you going to start being my woman and give me some ass or some or whatever the case may be? You want me to do all this extra shit as your nigga, but then you don't want me to do certain shit as your nigga. If that makes sense.
Okay. All right. So basically, they want you to act like the husband while they act like the girlfriend.
And it all goes, and it all boils back down to they want the new house, they want the new car, they want the brand new ring, and all we getting is some pre-owned pussy? I ain't got time. If you want the independence, keep it. Don't half-ass it. Know what you want.
Okay. All right, there it is. All right. We got a brand new acronym in the lexicon. P-O-P. All right, say it again.
Pre-owned pussy.
Okay. All right, that's my man A1. He laid that out on the table. All right, let me keep it going a little bit more with the fellas. All right, let me see. Let me see if I can get Big Maka to chime in on this. Big Maka, you got any thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with everything my man just said just then. You know, but also what pees me the most about my lady? The nagging and beefing, always got to start some shit and then act like they don't start it. That nagging, don't do that, that kind of thing. All day long, complaining. I hate it. Yeah, that's what that, complaining. That type shit, that's my peeve. That's definitely a peeve.
All right, now, where do you think that comes from? Where do you think that nagging spirit comes from? Where do you think that comes from?
What do you mean, where they get it from?
Yeah, like what?
Probably their mom. You see your mom. Even boys. When you see your mom doing this, going to the store, whatever, mom beef with somebody. Moms, black women usually going to the store. They got beef. Yeah, they run their mouth. They go crazy with it, right? Now, don't let a dude do that. We can't do nothing like that. We go to jail real quick. Women get away with that shit. So I can see that. Yeah, so they go seeing their mom do that, so they think they can do it, and they do it. They women, so they do it. And they, all in your face, nagging, you know what I'm saying? Nah. I can see them learning to make it from their mama.
Okay.
Not their dad.
All right.
Definitely not their dad.
Right.
You know,
okay.
So that's my piece. That's all I have to say on that. I'm not beating because I love my women, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, like, they ain't nothing like them in the world, you know what I'm saying? Love all y'all. Believe it, you know what I'm saying? Keep them peas coming out. As long as I'm mad at you, I love you, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good.
All right. All right, if a man Big Maka, I make sure that he put out the disclaimer. Gotta put out a disclaimer.
It's real.
I feel you. No doubt. I'm just fucking with you. All right, let me go to my man, of course. All right, Mr. Raw. All right. Come on, add on. Here we go.
I don't like women that can't hold water. By the time you do anything, they already letting everybody else know, your girlfriends, and they swear to God they don't tell them, and or they're calling their mom, or they're calling their sister, or they're calling their cousin, and they're telling everything that happens in the crib. I don't like that. I don't like a woman that does not know her position when it's required, as far as meaning you can be how you need to be in the streets, but when you're at home, it's a different thing. Don't confuse the two. So I don't like that. I'm not a lover of females who smoke cigarettes, so that's not for me. Hygienically, I was never worried about all that stuff that women talk about because I was on top of my game with that mostly 80% of the time. So find something else not to like about me. You know what I'm saying? But going along with what A1 said, you know, you want equality and when you want the same pay I get, then sometimes it requires you to do either the same or even more depending on the situation. And it depends on the way a woman is being raised. Because if you're raised in a vulgar way amongst ratchet chicks on the upbringing, then that's the kind of energy you're going to push out. And that's always not cool. Because you might have some women who do believe to cater to a man and he's a protector and this and that. So it depends on the individual. You can't bash all the women, but the ones that can't hold water and tell all your business to all the outside people, nah, that's not cool.
Okay. All right. That was just round one. Wanted to go around the horn real quick, get some feedback from everybody. We're going to jump into some music and let everybody marinate and take a deep breath because I'm quite sure there's some steam coming out of some people's ears right now. But it's all right. We got you. Dirty Basement Radio having some grown folks conversation today. Big shout out to everybody who's in the building. If you want to join the conversation, telephone lines are open, 563-999-3050. If you're too shy for the telephone, you can hit me up on my Twitter, all right, now known as X, right? But I still call it Twitter, all right? The hell with Elon Musk. He's a goofy anyway, all right? But you can hit me up on my Twitter at DRTYBSMNT, or you could hit me up on my Instagram at DJSincere_DRTYBSMNT. All right, we'll be right back.
What's happening? This your girl Kaya, Thug Mrs., Miss Neck and Back, and you're listening to DJ Sincere in the original Dirty Basement Studio, NYC. Real talk from a real woman.
Break it on down. Your body. I'm really trying to be your body. Got me saying, ooh, in your body. Cause it's your lips, your side. bitch until next week.
Dirty Basement Radio, just doing it for the ladies for a minute. You just finished listening to Remedy Cold Sweat, and before that you heard Spicy. We started that set with new music coming from Kaya. I've been rocking that one for a minute also, all right, that joint body. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, we in the building, have a real good conversation, grown folks talk, getting into some things, right, we're going to get back to these telephone lines right now. Let me go to this 951 area code. I think they were in the building a little bit earlier than they had to step away. Let me see if I'm quite sure they heard the topic. Let me see if I get some feedback. 951, what's the good word? I look like 951. I don't know, that line is kind of crazy. I don't know, what, you standing underneath some power lines or something? I don't know, you got your, you know, finger in the socket, something going on that line. Let me see if I can get them connected though for a minute. 951.
What's good? Y'all already know, boss, who's in my nose, what's happening?
What's happening? I think you was in the building a little bit earlier when we first started talking about the subject at hand, correct? What's your thought?
Oh yeah, I was definitely rocking out with you. And the topic at hand is the thing that turns me off about a woman is over masculine woman, you know. Like, I understand, as human beings, we both have masculine and feminine energy, you know what I'm saying? But when they scales lean a little too much to the masculine side, that's a major turnoff for me.
Okay. All right, fair enough. I definitely feel that one. That's definitely one of mine too. I do kind of voice that one for me. I Boss Hog putting in. I appreciate you. All right. The fellas is in the building right now. We got the ladies in the building also having a real good conversation. Let me go back to Mona. I know she got some more to say. All right, now the ladies was on here. All right, when the ladies were speaking, they was definitely supporting each other. They was oohing and on and like, yeah, girl.
Oh my goodness!
Oh
my goodness!
You know I ain't lying. What I say?
Nothing. I want to elaborate on the POP. That's what I've got to call it. And was that AI or A1? Who was that? The first guy.
Yeah, that was A1.
A1, and A1 said, what turns him off about what turns him off about his woman? After this, we'll go. Okay, that's my grandbaby. What turns him off about his woman was what?
All right, well,
she wanted the independence.
Well, all right. Well, let me get him back on, and I'll let him clarify himself. A1?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay, so you said that what turns you off about a woman is that she wants her independence, but she wants you to provide her with everything except for, I guess, as being your woman?
Well, I mean, that's not exactly my woman. These are some of the things that most of the guys definitely go through, how women always claim that they want to be so independent, but then again, you want a guy to sit there and provide and do everything.
Yeah,
so
I get that.
This
is my thing about that. I don't think that the majority. I think the majority of women, especially living in the age that we live in now, probably feel that way. But the majority of ladies don't. I'm a lady, always. I don't want my independence. I'm sorry, ladies, if y'all listen out there. I want to be somebody's dependent. So, because they really don't. You really don't understand how hard being independent is. And being independent comes with you living with cats for the rest of your life. Because an independent woman is not going to respect her man as her man. She's really not. She's going to be like, what do I need him for? If I can do this, 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 and that for myself. The independent woman who wants to be independent but wants you to provide for her, she's not an independent woman. That's not who she is. She's a gold digger. She wants to keep her money and play with yours. That's it. That's the difference between that. Me, I'm the total opposite. Now, do I make money? Of course I do. Do I make my own money? Of course I do. It's just me. If I had a provider, a man who provided for me, which I had two, I was lucky enough to be married twice. They both rest in peace. But if I had someone who said, you know what, I'm going to provide for you, there was nothing, and he was a good man, there would be nothing that I wouldn't do for that man. If he tell me to jump, I'm only going to ask him how high. And I'm gonna study that man like he's a test I need to take because he's my provider, he's my king. I don't have to do nothing. So I think there's a difference when you say independent. There's two different type of independent women. Like right now, I'm independent. I have to take care of myself. An independent woman that wants to be in a relationship, and I'm telling every man out there, be wary. Be wary. If she wants to be in a relationship and she's sharing 100 and 100 because there's no such thing as a 50-50 relationship because there's still 100% of the relationship out there somewhere doing God knows what, so it has to be 100 and 100. Come across a woman who wants to be independent and she don't, and I'm going to use this word, and she don't mind you. And what I mean mind, like do this, do that, but not in a way that's slave-like. Like, baby, don't do that. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm independent. You don't need that woman in your life. That's a whole other topic. I'm going to go back to that one later. The POP, where you have a woman that nags you, there's a difference between a woman that nags you and a woman that's talking to you because she's concerned. That was who went there?
I don't know. Who was the one that said about the nagging? Oh, I think that was Maka. Maka spoke about the nagging. Now let me get him
okay.
back to next.
There's a difference between a woman.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. All right.
There's
I get
a difference my... between a woman that nags you and a woman that's concerned about you. A woman that nags you all the time is tired of you. She's just tired. She's looking for some reason to argue with you. She's looking for some reason to get on your nerves. She's looking for a reaction from you that's negative. A woman that talks to you constantly about something that's not happening in the relationship, she's not nagging you. She's concerned about the relationship. A woman that's constantly like nagging, why don't you spend time with me? Why don't we do this? Can we do this together? Can we do that together? If a man calls that nagging, he doesn't need to be in a relationship. A woman that, why you smoke cigarettes? Why you sitting down? Why you doing this? Why you doing that? Why you just bothering you for no reason? She doesn't want you anymore. She doesn't want to be in a relationship with you. She's just trying to find a way. If she's already left, unless you got into the relationship knowing that she was a nagger, then there's something broken in you. There was all kind of different lights. And I don't know if when you got in a relationship, you was like, well, that light's going to go off because now we're in a relationship. She's going to stop nagging me. No, she's a born nagger. That's what she does. And she's doing something. She's doing something that she has no business doing. So she's nagging you about it. And this is her way of getting it off of her chest. She's not going to come straight out and tell you what she's done, but she's going to nag you to death until she feels better about whatever it is that she's done. And that he said... Oh, he said the POP. What was it called? Since you got to say it, I can't.
It was called pre-owned pussy.
Oh, God. Jesus. And you just have to say the P word like that, right? Okay. So you say we get all the nagging, but all you get is the POP. But you knew it was POP when you stepped into the nagging. The nagging didn't come later. The nagging has always been there. You just looked at them lights as magenta and not red. And they was magenta lights to you because you liked that POP. It didn't bother you before the nagging. Or it didn't bother you why she's nagging. She might be nagging while you being bothered with it. But you like it. You like it because you put up with the nagging. Look at the signs. Everybody comes with a warning label. Everybody does. That even us going down this list of things that we don't like about our men, the only one that doesn't come, I can't even say that because inconsistency is my number one. But a man that's inconsistent is going to be inconsistent from the jump. It's not something that he's going to be like, well, I wasn't consistent because you wasn't my woman, but you were trying to make me your woman and you were still inconsistent. Everything that we've gone down this list with, men and women, they come with a warning label, just like your clothes or the one on your pillow that says don't tear it off. But what we do, as soon as we get a pillow, we tear it off. It's annoying to us. So we look past the warning signs, and this is what we get.
Right.
We get men with stinky feet. We get men who are not consistent. We get women who nag, and we get women who are independent.
All right, let me give A1 a chance to respond to that, and then we'll go back around and give the rest of the ladies a chance to see what else is on their mind. A1, do you want to respond to that, especially that last one?
Yeah, because I knew I was the one who said about the POP. But that was me. That was definitely me. It's definitely pre-owned pussy, regardless. But it's not the fact of we knew it was pre-owned pussy or POP. it's not the fact of dudes was being inconsistent or inconsistent in the beginning. It all falls back to the same thing of what I said. You guys look for a certain situation to gravitate towards you, because no matter whether he's the stinky guy or the clean guy, you look for a situation to gravitate towards, and then when you don't get what you expected, then it becomes a problem. Then it becomes, oh, this, oh, that. So it doesn't matter if the dude's inconsistent or consistent. You already have your notion on what you already going to do with the POP. You already knew from the first time or the 5 minutes you saw him what you thought, what you felt, what you was going to do. That's most women. But I like how you cover it up. That's what I love about Kittens, man. Kittens definitely cover the bullshit up. But I respect it, though. And I'm not saying you're wrong for feeling how you feel. You're right. You said you had two husbands, God bless their soul, and they took care of you. You're right. There's a difference between dependent and independent. You're absolutely right. But I will say this, though. Consistency doesn't just work one way. It works both. So if you're looking for what you're looking for, you have to be consistent with it too. You can't say I'm inconsistent or another man's inconsistent because of what you may feel you're not getting, because as that man, he may not feel what he should be getting. I respect it though.
All right, big shout out to A1. Big shout out to Mona for that particular conversation. Let me go back to Ms. Remedy and see if she got some more thoughts on this topic right here. Remedy, what's on your mind?
Yeah, just one more thing here. And I always say this about relationships. Just because a female says, oh, well, the last guy said this, the same thing that you said to me, it does not mean that we are comparing y'all. What that means is that we're just trying to tell y'all and let y'all know that it was 1,000 more motherfuckers that said the same thing that, you know, still ain't, you know, got into a relationship, you know, with, I'm going to use me as an example, you know, with me. All we're really just doing is just letting you know how we're supposed to trust that and how we're supposed to believe that you are the one that exactly that means that. I hate, you know, understand when guys do that and they kind of get it confused. That's not what I'm asking or asking that I'm looking for. I'm just letting you know that this will either come better or either just be clear, communication.
Okay. All right, but you know, I mean, at the same time, I don't think anybody in that situation is going to particularly enjoy being constantly compared to that person's past relationship or the past person that they may have been with. You know what I'm saying? And say, well, this person did this person did that. You know what I'm saying? Because women
it's
definitely.
Less than I heard that line before, and then it's the well, I'm not that person. No, I'm not. No, you're not. I'm not saying that you are. I'm just saying that line right there you just dropped. I heard that multiple times, so how am I supposed to know that you are the one that really is going to, you know, do the right thing, do the opposite?
Well, I guess you got to take the time
that's
to really get
just
to...
And this is a caution, just to beware, just because that happens
right.
Does not mean that person, you know, doesn't trust you. Or it's, you know, just let me know, hey, look, if you're really about that, then tell me that that's what you're about, because I just told you I heard the same line. So switch it up and take heed to it, basically.
Okay. All right. I guess I can respect
it's
that.
Because it's a difference. You know the difference. Everyone
does. You know, but I think that, you know, at the same time, though, you know, you just have to give yourself the opportunity and enough time to get to, you know that person or to get to know them as well as you think that you possibly can before you, you know, proceed to each different level of whatever, you know, relationship, you know, that you're, you know, that you're going to have. But I definitely understand where you're coming from, though. Definitely understand. Let me go back to Spicy right now. Spicy, talk to me. What are you thinking about what's been said so far?
I'm really just sitting back and listening right now, taking it all in, sincere.
Yeah, you ain't got no...
You know what? Everybody got their own opinions about everything, and I just believe everybody is right because we all got our own opinions. And I just think one thing, if you're going to be in something, it's no matter who's making the money, whatever, everybody got to give 50-50. You got to sit down and talk. Something bothers me, I'm going to talk to you about it. You're going to come and talk to me and tell me what bothers you, and we're going to get this shit worked out.
So I just say 50-50, and that's the way it goes.
All right, all right, all right. Big shout out to Spicy. She in the building. All right, let me see what I got right here, what I wanted to do right quick. Then we're going to come back. We're going to come back to the fellas and get some more words from them. Now, you know, I guess everybody has the, you know, you're right. But, I mean, there is no wrong in any of this. You know, this is, you know, what your pet peeves are, what it is that you don't like, what it is that turns you off as an individual. So there really is no wrong. Nobody's here to say that anybody is wrong about any of this. This is just, you know, what the, you know, individual preferences, as it were, in terms of, you know, people's behavior or, you know, their lack of hygiene or whatever it may be. All right. Yeah, I think I'm going to play this, especially since you said the 50-50. All right, this has become a staple here on Dirty Basement Radio. Had a great conversation a few weeks back about that 50-50 topic. If you missed it, make sure you go back and check those archives ASAP. All right, I'm loving this right here. This was a clip from Cardi B. Be right back.
People be like, oh, so this is, like, really controversial, right?
Go ahead.
I feel like it's very controversial when, like, be like, oh, I don't go 50-50, but it's like, all right. So if you and your man make the same amount of money, right? Mm-hmm. But only your man is the one that's paying all the bills. How y'all ever going to save up to, like, buy a house or buy a business? Because he's never going to be able to afford to. So it's like certain things is like a joint thing to do. You know what I'm saying?
It's like
a work together. But I just be feeling like sometimes people, like the internet really be having people fucked up from like real reality type shit. So it's like, all right, so your mom and dad used to work every single day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your mom and dad used to work every single day so your mom could save her money and, well, buy purses and your dad just pay the bills. That's not how it works. This is like your mom was in the house cooking and cleaning every day. Your dad was working or they was both working to pay both the bills. Like, y'all be acting like y'all don't know what the fuck that is like no more. Like, come on.
Come out and play.
I know we had to do a remix, right?
Two chains.
You my earth and all. You know you can't leave me hanging like the monkey bars. I'm with the black debarge, a packed garage, Rose Russ umbrella for the perfect storm. I tell them you when they ask me what I'm working on. This the perfect song. Yeah, you dig stuff on. Working on your own, flirting with your tongue. Your last dude had bread, but he ain't give you a crumb. Planting seeds and grew apart. Two L's back to back like College Park. Got my name tatted on your lower part. I got your tour everything like Noah's Ark. Tyrese.
Made my mistakes.
Ooh.
Honey, you made yours too. So I can't erase all the shit we put each other through. We were supposed to be together. I did for
her, that's when she told me. And that's when Keisha got called, that was in 03. Ain't no love in these streets, niggas say la vie. I guess a fuck what they fuck, niggas say by me. Yeah, been rich, what the plug got to do with it? Ask the Crips, what the blood got to do with it? I got an icebox where my heart used to be. White gold rollie, I don't usually. Left me for dead, I seen vultures. You either with me or against me, I'm focused.
Let me paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. Ooh, can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. I'ma paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. True. You can see it when you're looking in my eyes. The way I'm looking at your side. No, I'm not one of those guys to waste your time. No, it's not part of the plan. Not trying to be a man, well maybe just a fan, and let it grow slow. Don't get it confused, you have nothing to lose, only when you snooze, if that's what you choose. Let me tell you the news, it is what it is. Go hard or go home, leave well enough alone. I'ma set the tone and I'ma make you moan like you was home alone, cause I'ma give you a bit. I can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. Let me paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. Ooh, can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. I'ma paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. True. Tell me really what you wanna have done. Come on girl, we'll have fun. Let us two become one. Act like you know. Oh, there's a need for you to start to be shy, especially when you're so damn fly. Please don't let this time pass us by, cause I'm ready to go for broke. Ain't no shame on my game, mama do what I claim. Show you I'm no lame, Raw's one and the same. There'll be no one to blame when you're calling my name. Raw. So let's see what you got, cause I'ma hit the spot. This is the last drop, I want you to make it pop till I pay you stop. Girl, that's my aim.
Real
talk. I can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. Let me paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. Ooh, can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. I'ma paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya, true.
Girl, let me get at ya. Once I get ya, then I got ya. I'ma try my best to break you off something proper. And like an opera, I'ma make you hold a note. With the time on the boat, I'm on your body like a coat. No, I'm not trying to gloat. I'm gonna show a mood. Do what I gotta do just to get you in the mood. I'm gonna make you ooze till I burn out your fuse. Tell me, how can I lose with the method that I choose? You know there's no rules, there is a safe word. If you can't take it no more, you can scream out a bird. And then I halt. I understand, it's my fault. I don't want you thinking of some type of assault. I take it easy to make you feel good, believe me. Until you want to return the favor and tease me, squeeze me, and hold me tight. You feel me? You got my undivided attention.
I can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. Let me paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. Ooh, can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. I'ma paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. True.
Thank you. thinking of my life just a bond with you. Couple rose petals here, little card in the corner. That's what the God can do. I know you like to smile, so I'm hitting you. Joke for joke. Feeling like Eddie King, give you note for note. Even talked about our struggles, how we both was broke. Now we're playing trips coast to coast. Not the average date night. No sex combo late night. Showing you my hand just to make sure you play right. Whole move big, got you feel like the face tight. Close the pick to see what the hate like. Before it's better done, you just might leave with a name. Got it hot in here like Nelly, but we dwell in the flame. I ain't trying to run it, shorty, gotta give you the game. Sit back and just ride my way.
I just wanna hang with you. We gotta do too much. We gotta do too much. I just
wanna hang with you. Don't make me wait. We gotta do too much. We gotta do too much. I'ma put my best shit on and we gon' build. You should put some Netflix on and we gon' chill. How about you cook a meal? Alright, I'ma eat it, it's a deal. But for real, I just like to be around you. You could bring your child to, I'ma bring my child through. We could have a play date, we ain't gotta go to rounds. Just happy that I found you. And I just wanna hang like a cloud do.
Dirty Basement Radio, doing it for the fellas right there. Just finished listening to a new banger from A1. Before that, you heard something from Mr. Raw. And to start off that set, you heard from Tyrese alongside of Jeezy and 2 Chainz. All right, having a real good conversation. Big shout out to all the affiliated stations that carry the Dirty Basement Radio show. All right, thank y'all so much. I get a good feeling that y'all going to love this one. This one is going to get a whole lot of rotation and syndication, I guarantee it. 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. All right. Let me go back to the fellas real quick. Let me go back to the matter of fact, nope. All right, big shout out to K-Swiss. I see K-Swiss in the building. All right, let me get some words from her. Now, in case you haven't heard any of the conversation, not sure what's going on, K-Swiss, today we're talking about pet peeves. All right, so what turns you off? All right, what turns you off about a man? What turns you off about a man? What's some of your K-Swiss? You want to tell me?
Some of my pet peeves. Well, let's see. I was married for 40 years, and I heard this all the time. It's your job.
Okay.
Really?
Oh, boy, we got an expert.
Okay, show me on the marriage license where it says it's my job.
Your job?
Yeah. He'd say, it's your job. It's my job to cook and clean. It's my job. If he wants sex right then, I have to give. Whether he's drunk or comes home late or what, it's my job. No, I believe in a 50-50 relationship. You know, if he makes more money than I do, fine, I'll do a little more around the house. But otherwise, no. Your
right.
job. Show me where
All
it
right.
says it's my job.
Okay. So did your husband have a job? I mean, and I don't mean outside the home. I mean, in terms of the context that you're talking about right now, what was his job?
He preferred to just take care of the yard work. And
so that was his job, right? So that was his job, right?
Right.
That was his job.
But I was supposed to raise the kids, do the laundry, do the cooking, do the dishes, clean the bathroom, clean up after him.
Okay. All right.
That's my job, and I worked.
Okay, so the only job so you don't feel like it was, like, really balanced, like the scales were more weighted more heavily on your side of things.
Right, because he's from the era where the man wears the pants in the family, and he tells you what to do. And in the Bible, it says women be submissive. Huh?
No, you don't like that part? You don't like that part? Okay. right, well, I mean, maybe they're going to have to edit that. I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe, you know, I heard that Donald Trump has a Bible. All right. He has the Trump Bible now. All right. It's for sale. All right. You get the Trump Bible for $60. All right. Maybe we need, or maybe some folks need a feminist Bible. All right. You think we need a feminist Bible?
Well, the Bible was written by a man. So, yeah.
Okay, all right, all right. So K-Swiss thinks we need a feminist Bible, all right, to take out all the stuff that, you know, the women, certain women don't like, all the passages and phrases, you know, say, okay. So now, of course, this is a little off the subject, and this is something else that I had in mind maybe for like another day, but I guess I might as well ask it now. When you got married, did you do traditional vows or did you write your own vows?
We did more of a traditional vows. But it didn't say honor and obey.
Okay. And what did it say in place of honor and obey?
In sickness and in health, till death do us part.
But that's not a replacement. I mean, it says that anyway. So y'all just
right.
chopped that
out. No, we just kept that out. Honor and obey.
Okay. So what was the problem with honor and obey?
I'm not going to obey.
What, you going to be hard-headed and difficult?
No, it should be a mutual decision on things that you make and not because it's your job or because I said so.
Okay, but both of y'all say the same vow, so doesn't he, but wouldn't he say honor and obey too?
He didn't. Nope, it wasn't in there.
Because y'all took it out, but I'm saying if you had left it in, wouldn't he have to say the same vows that you had to say?
Well, you know what? I don't think so. I think the man, if you go way back, the man would say to love and cherish you, to take care of you in sickness and in health.
Okay, well, I was under the impression that all of that was in there, but I've never been married, so maybe I better ask the other experts. All right, because you got a 40-year. I think we got a couple of 20 and 30 and 25 and 30-year, you know, marriages and whatnot. So there's a lot of experts in the building. So, you know, maybe I guess I get some feedback from that. Let me go to Mr. Roar right quick. Mr. Roar, did you take that out of your vows? All right, because, you know, Kate Bush, she was definitely kind of upset.
Now, the whole thing of what you're saying and what she's not understanding, not to say she didn't understand that. No disrespect. And shout out to Kate Bush. But what Sincere was saying, the vows are plural. So that means both of you were saying love, honor, and obey. You know, so it wasn't when sometimes the women take it on themselves to make it seem like it was only directed to them. That vow was for the both of men and women. I never heard them switch the little part of the segment. A woman, you love, honor, and obey, and men, you only love, cherish, and take care of. In sickness and health, and that the vows were something that was supposed to go between the both of y'all. So if y'all said it, it's supposed to go two ways. And this thing about sex, everybody, women, you're not giving us sex. We're giving you something back too. It's not just a one-side thing. It's not just, oh, I'm giving you sex. You're getting sex back. Whether you like it and it wasn't enjoyable to you and it wasn't at the right time, yes, I understand those arguments. But don't always make it seem like, and I gave him sex when he wanted it. Well, you partaked in it also. Now, I can see if you gave him sex and he took sex and went away and you had nothing to do with it and you wasn't partaking in the sex, but you was. So that you can't make it seem like, oh, and I gave him sex too.
Well, no, clearly. I mean, he comes home drunk, says he wants sex. If I don't, I'm going to get beat.
All right,
so what do
now,
you do? You lay there and you take it. You're not getting anything or giving back.
Still, I still do not agree. I understand your circumstances, but when you talk about the word sex, it's a give and take situation. Even though it's
that's
not
that's how it's
your,
pussy.
Well, I mean that's how it is. Because even if you're just sitting there. He's putting something in you. It's not just you giving something to him. So we have to reconstruct the way we say that part. It was always made it seem like, a woman was giving something to a man that we had to pay for, or we had to beg for, or we had to work up to and earn. Oh, he got to earn this pussy, or he got to get this sex and earn. Well, you got to earn this sex. It's the same thing. Y'all got to go. It's a hand-in-hand situation. Now, the circumstances that it took to get to that point, and if you're not enjoying it, no disrespect to that, and I don't agree with those things. You know, if you're extra drunk and you're going to get beaten and all that stuff like that. No, that's not, I don't condone that. And I definitely feel that that shouldn't be something that's applied. And unfortunately, it has happened millions of times, and a lot of women feel that way. Granted, I understand that part. But other times when we talk about interaction with back and forth, y'all make it seem like, man, I'm giving him some of that stuffy, and he's getting sex. What do you mean he getting sick? So are you. So y'all got to take that out of there. And the love, honor, and obey was plural for the both of y'all. It wasn't, okay, wife, you say I'll obey and the man don't say it. Y'all took it wrong. That's why they abolished it. That's why they took it, because we tried to honor your wishes, so we took it out of it. You don't hear nobody say that no more.
Right.
Because an objective of you guys that said, hey. Because you didn't hear no man say, hey, what do you mean obey? I mean, no man said that, but it's a woman who said it, because y'all was being rebellious against the fact that y'all was thinking that y'all had to be the only one to obey. It's the both of y'all. Obey each other. Honor each other. Love sickness and in health other till death do you a part. That's where the problem came.
So, Mr. Roy, did you do the traditional vows? You didn't write your own, did you?
No, I didn't write my own. But the traditional was in there. But by that time, they had abolished that part of the obey, you know, and they switched it up with love, honor, and cherish. You know, they didn't include the obey in it. It wasn't included in my ceremony. It was love, honor, and cherish. So it wasn't obey. But like I said, that was something because of the women.
Okay, so in your case, it wasn't even part of the, like, pre-marriage, the practice or, you know, the rehearsal. It wasn't even a part of, you know, it never came up in conversation of what we're going to say. It just wasn't in there, it was never part of the conversation.
No, and on top of that, the preacher that married me was a woman. So if the women were upset about hearing obey, you sure enough know that there wasn't going to be no preacher that's going to say the obey word. So she was a woman also.
Okay.
It was already taken out the equation by that time.
I see. All right, you had a woman preacher too. You hear that, K-Swiss? The fix was already in.
I had a priest.
Okay. All right. Mr. Roy, I guess that kind of, you know, indicates the difference in, generation and background. You know, sometimes the different communities, you're going to see different things. All right, let me see. Let me go appreciate the conversation. Everybody adding on to this super, super hot topic. Let me get some more feedback from the fellas. All right, A1, I'm back at you. Talk to me.
Yeah. I wanted to rebuttal about with Remedy, what she was talking about, how, you know, dudes and women come with extra baggage. I call that the airplane mode, because everybody's going to carry baggage from their past. And the reason why I call it airplane mode is when you get on the plane, you allow one carry-on bag. All the rest of that shit, you got to check in, and you got to pay for that. So all that extra baggage that people bring into the new frontier to a new situation, somebody's going to pay for that, whether it be the man or the woman. Somebody's going to pay for that extra baggage no matter what. That is a fact. So it don't make a difference if you bringing it. Somebody's still going to pay for it. Believe that. And Ms. K-Swiss, I definitely understand what you're talking about. I definitely get it. But I did want to elaborate on a piece that you said when you was like, he demanded sex. And I agree with Mr. Roy. You know, it's definitely a 50-50 thing. You got, you know, you getting something in return. But marriage is a different ball game. you've been married 40 plus years. I've been married damn near 16 years, got a divorce. But the thing about marriage is this, is that, yeah, you're going to go through the shit no matter what. And that man has a job. That man can't tell you, he can't come home from work and you tell that man you hungry. He can't tell you, baby, I can't feed you. You're going to look at that man like he crazy. Or, baby, I can't pay the bills. We got to pack our shit. We getting evicted. You're going to look at that man like he crazy. Well, what the fuck is he doing? This is your job to provide for me. Am I right or wrong? Am I right or wrong? When you ready to eat and you hungry, that man got to go out there and make that thing happen for you to eat.
You know,
that's his job.
One time he came home, said he had enough of his job. He quit it. And I was the primary parent of our three children. I went out and got a job.
That's when you come in on the 50-50 thing. If something happened to me and I get laid off, I mean, you going to step up or not? That's how it goes. But still in all, that man has a job to provide for you, to make sure that you eat, to make sure you're protected, to make sure that you're safe. That's that man's job. So I agree with him. If he come home and he feel like he wants some of that thing, you're damn right, bust it open. Because this is what this man doing. Now, I don't know if he was a good man or not. That's so only you can determine that. But in all reality, if that man is out there busting his ass to have to the roof over your head and the pit bread in your stomach, bust that thing open. I ain't capping. That's it.
But shouldn't it be that you both want it at the same time? And you're feeling
sometimes,
it at the same time?
But sometimes it don't happen like that. Sometimes you might not be in the mood and he want it. Do you want him to cheat? Or then sometimes he might not be in the mood and you want it. You understand what I'm saying? But you have to do your wifey or hubby duties because that's what you committed to. Unless you want him to go somewhere else. So that's what happens 9 times out of 10. And then it becomes a whole spill in divorce court and all this other stuff. Just because you didn't want to bust it open or he didn't want to bust it open. Either or. No, Diddy.
I getcha.
All right, having some real grown folks conversation. Make sure y'all keep the kids away from the radio today. This is not, it's definitely not G-rated. It's not PG. All right, it's not
PG.
Even R. I think, you know what I'm saying? I think this might be, what they call that? And I don't know, not rated or something. I don't know. We got a whole new designation for this show today. But it's a conversation that definitely needs to be had now. I definitely understand the points that everybody is making. But just to go to what A1 was just saying, I think, all right, whether you could take, all right, no, I'm not going to say that. All right, leave sex in the equation. All right, leave sex in the equation. But a lot of times, I think in women's minds, all right, they could kind of determine, what they're going to turn on and what they're going to turn off. And what I mean by that is that a man has to do regardless, all right? He's going to have to, just like you were indicating, he's going to have to keep the lights on. He's going to have to do this. You know, those things are going to have to be done regardless. He's going to have to pay the car note. He's going to have to, provide and do what he's supposed to do regardless. He can't stop doing none of that stuff, all right? Because if he stops doing that stuff, then, the lights might go off and the car going to get repossessed and all those different kind of things are going to go off. But, a woman could decide whether or not she wants to go on strike within the household. Well, I'm mad at you, so I'm not going to do this, and I ain't going to do that, and I ain't going to do this until I decide that I'm not mad at you no more if I felt that you've paid enough penance. like they say, you've been in the doghouse long enough. You've been in the doghouse long enough now. You know what I mean? And, they decided they want to, go back to doing what their job is. Sorry, K-Swiss. Sorry. I'm sorry. But they got to go back. And I don't just mean the sex. I mean, whatever it is that they decided they don't want to do for the period of time that they don't want to do it. All right. We can't do that. All right. Regardless to whom or what. And I'm not talking about males. I'm talking about men. All right. Regardless to whom or what. All right. Whether we're single or in a relationship or whatever the status might be. All right. If we want to be considered, worthy, if we want to be, considered that we have any value in the society, then we have to leave our house every day. climb the mountain, and fight the dragon. All right? Every day without fail, we got to leave the house, climb the mountain, and fight the dragon. All right? Now, regardless, even if you're a single man, all right, unless you're going to be, you know, unless you're going to be, a lazy bum, all right, unless you're going to be a couch Negro, you know, unless you're going to be, Mr. Hobosexual, all right, if you're going to have any value as a man, you're going to have to climb the mountain and fight the dragon, all right? But if you got any sense or if you, you know, if you recognize what your value is as a man, you're not going to do that every day, then have to come back home and fight your wife who's the next dragon, all right? You're not going to come back home and fight another dragon, all right? You're not going to do that. We're not signing up, you know, if you got any sense, if you have, you know, of course, if you're a couch Negro, all right, if it's, you know, income tax season and you're looking for, you know, Miss Lonely, so, you know, you could, you know, get with her and, you know how it goes in income tax time. Y'all know how it go. Y'all know how it go. Unless you want to be that guy, all right, and I don't want to be that guy, and I don't want no guy that I know to be that guy. I want everybody to stand up on their 2 feet, stand up on your square, be right and exact, do what you're supposed to do, and hold it down in the manner that you're supposed to. But if you are that guy, all right, if you are that guy, and I'm quite sure every woman within the sound of my voice at one time or another has known that guy. You probably have known quite a few of them over the course of time. Those guys, or did you deal with those guys, or what those guys, you know, I don't know, maybe their eyes wasn't green enough, or the hair wasn't good enough, or, you know, the swag wasn't deep enough, but whatever it is, I know every woman within my sound of my voice knew a guy, and the guy may have even went so far to express an interest, all right, maybe even a, you know, good interest, all right, but for whatever reason, you know, that connection wasn't made. You know what I'm saying? When Boss Hogg was in the building, he talked about, you know, masculine women and women want to engage in certain kind of ways. And all of those things do have a tendency to turn men off. All right. It's like, if a woman wants to engage herself basically, and pardon me for saying this, but if you're going to engage yourself basically as a man with titties, then that's not going to work for me. I'm sorry. All right. I don't want no chick that, you know, mentally she wants to engage herself like a dude. That's not it. You know what I'm saying? That's not it. I can say a lot more, but I'm not going to. Let me go back to the telephone lines. All right, Spicy, you got something else on your mind before I jump back to some more music?
I just want to take up for the lady who was talking. She said her husband beat her. Her situation was totally different. And so that would make her react totally different to him. If he was beating her, he didn't deserve shit. And I hope he's gone for her sake. I just wanted to throw that out there. I was feeling her. You know, she was trying to explain to her her situation. Her situation was a little totally different. You know what I mean? She went through some bullshit with her husband. So I got her back, and I just wanted to speak up for her. I would have reacted the same way. You don't want to deal with nobody like that at all.
Well, I think, you know, anybody who's being abusive in a situation like that, you know, somebody that's being, you know, abusive, then, yeah, you're right. They don't deserve, you know, really anything. You know, they deserve to be, basically, they deserve to be in jail. You know, that's what they deserve.
Yeah.
Else.
Right.
No means no. No means no. There's no alternative.
No, and don't put your hands on me.
That's right.
Point blank, don't put your hands on me. I would have knocked that motherfucker out. And I hate to swing to the other side because I'm a straight up woman. I'm strictly dickly. But, I got her back, and I just wanted to speak up on her situation was totally different. So that's all I got to say for right now.
Okay. All right. Let me go back to Mona, and then I'm going to get Remedy back in here, and then we're going to jump back to music real quick. Matter of fact, I think after I play another song or two and I get some more feedback from the ladies, we're going to do an edition of Go and No. I think we're going to do an edition of Go and No. I think I need to calm this down now. We're going to come back for a part two of this conversation. This is definitely going to be a continuing conversation. It definitely, I think it needs to be. Mona, you want to jump back in?
Yes. Wow. I wanted to, again, like Spicy, I wanted to address the situation with the young lady. And the ladies may not agree with me on some of the things that I'm about to say, but it's not so much as your job but your role. And that's part of the problem, is that women forget their roles in a marriage. She said that her husband was like, you should cook, you're supposed to cook, you're supposed to clean, you're supposed to take care of the children. That's not your job. It's your role as a wife. This is the duty that you took on as a wife, is to take care of your family, just like the duties he took on as a husband is to provide for his family. Now, granted, the young lady said that she worked. Okay, that's fine. And it may not have been by choice because, you know, as well, you've been married over 40 years, so that was by choice. Because rent wasn't what it was. My first apartment ran me $250 a month. That's how old I am. And I had a two-bedroom. But the fact that she says that that's what turned her off, is that her husband said, well, it's your job, it's your job, it's your job. Instead of her seeing it right, you know what, it is my role. It's my role as a wife. We have roles that we play. And the situation is that those roles get reversed. I hate that saying that says, you know, we do things together. You cook, I clean. You do this, I do that. I'll be damned if I come home and my husband and clean my house. That would belittle me to the fact that I haven't done my job. I'll be damned if I walk in the house and my husband is doing dishes. There shouldn't be any dishes in my house while my husband's there. I'll be damned if my husband does anything in the house besides take out the garbage, because he'll tell me my hands is not supposed to touch garbage. Real quick about the sex situation, and like Mr. Raw said, Mr. Raw and every man on here said, if a man is putting his hands on you, no. I can't knock a man out, but I got brothers. And so that's where that came in from. The other thing is the obey situation, when she said that she's not obeying and she's not listening to him. When did they take that out of the vows? The problem with obey is people look at it like the man is going to tell you, get down on your knees and lick my feet. To obey the man means to, if he tells you financially we can't afford this, and you say we can, it doesn't matter, I want it anyway, and he says, baby, we can't, that means that you obey that man. You obey that man, especially if he's the breadwinner, especially if he's your head, you're going to listen to him. It doesn't mean that he tells you go out and run in the street and get hit by a car, then go have sex with this dog, then come back and show me how you did it. That's not what obey in that meant. It meant to respect your husband, respect him as the head of your household, to obey him because he knows what he's doing, and if he doesn't know best and you guys having a conversation, a great man is going to say, you know what, baby, you're right. Let's not do it like that. Let's do it like this. The other thing is, and y'all can argue with me if you want to, man did not write those vows. God did. Man wrote the Bible. It was inspired by God. God told nobody to take his word out of those vows. Those are God's words in those vows. To honor and obey. They go hand in hand. They go foot and toe. So that's what I got to say about that.
All right.
I'm done.
All right. All right. Real talk here on Dirty Basement Radio. K-Swiss, you want to add anything else on? No, I guess not.
I respect everyone's opinion, you know, but if you look back at, I was born in the 60s, which meant, you know, back in the day, and you've all seen the sitcoms, you know, the woman was the housewife and the man was the man, and what he said was law and all that stuff. But it should be an equal part, you know. I understand. If we can't afford this, yeah, let's talk about it. That doesn't mean I'm not going to listen and go and do it anyways. We came to a mutual agreement. When a man says, I'm the man of the house and you have to obey me, it's your job, not role. Didn't say role. We all play a role. But your job, That's
all right.
What bothered me.
All right. You know, sometimes, you know, like people say, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. You know, it's the tone and the attitude and the energy, you know, that comes with it sometimes. It definitely makes a difference. Just like I have a tendency of saying, you know, it's not the what, it's the how. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times we don't get in trouble for what we do. We get in trouble for how we do it. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, going to play one or two more songs, and we're going to come back for an edition to go with no. Definitely appreciate everyone's conversation. All right, but I think I should do an addition to go and know, but hold on a second. Let me do this first. All right, Mona, you want to come back next week, and I'll let you read a couple of entries from that book.
Yeah, I'm gonna read a couple of more entries from that book to you tonight. Don't worry about nothing. But real quick, I'm sorry, I didn't address Mr. Raw when he said that a man is giving a woman something when he gives her sex. All the time, it's not a give and take situation, because you could be in a situation where a man is getting his and don't let you get yours, or a woman gets hers and don't let a man get his. So that's not you giving me something and me giving you something back. He said, when we have sex, we're getting something out of it too. Not all the time. Just like you, not all the time. I read this thing one day and it said this girl had just got to finish having sex with this guy, and she said, I think he gave me some, you know what, the P word. Because it wasn't enjoyable to her. Now, mind you, it was meant to be funny, but I was like in shock with it, because one, the new way that girls talk today, so that put me in shock. That young lady said she was born in the 60s. I'm 60 years old. So being born in the 60s is not something, you know, surprising.
Sorry about that. No, sorry, go ahead.
You really did that to me? It's not always us giving something. And you guys keep coming up with this 50-50 thing. If you are 100% person and you give 50% of yourself to a person, and then that person gives you a 50% of part of them, that's just 100% of a relationship that shouldn't be 100%. It should be a 200% relationship, because you are a whole person. Sometimes you can give 98 and the other person has to give that 102. Or you can give 105 and that other person can only give 95. That's how that works. It should never be a 50-50 thing. That song, Teddy, got y'all messed up. Talk about a 50-50 love. What's that going to do with the other 50%? It's out there doing something that's not productive in a relationship. It's not a 50-50 thing. It's 100 and 100 whenever possible. But you don't fall past 90%. That young man said if he lost his job, it's his woman's responsibility, and not, he didn't say responsibility, he said it in a gentle way, to go out and have his back. And I agree with him 100%. If he's been taking care of her all his life and he's providing for her and he fall off, she better get on. She's supposed to get on. She's not supposed to downgrade him. She's not supposed to tell him that he ain't nothing. He's not supposed to tell him, you better do something or I'm leaving you. She's supposed to get on where he fell off. That's the 100 and 100. A 50% of a relationship, a 50% person is not going to do that. They're going to gather their twigs and split.
Pretty much. And that's basically what we see more often than not, unfortunately, these days and over the last few decades. You know, that's just the way it goes. When the going gets rough, people have a tendency to want to get going. Definitely appreciate the commentary.
That sucks. That's this new situation. My mother and father stayed together from thick and thin, and when I tell you that death did them part after 55 years, death did them part after 55 years. My first marriage lasted 16 years. Death did us part. Second marriage, only 4 years, and death did us part. But never once did he fall off and I say, you know what, I'm not doing nothing for you. I'm not going to do nothing. I'm going to get my kids, and I'm going to go find a man that's going to have a job. When that man took care of me for over 20 years, we were married 16, together over 20, and he always provided. He was a good man, and yes, I obeyed him. I obeyed him just like if I was obeying God, because that was one of the vows that I took, because he knew who his head was, so I obeyed my head.
And that's what it is. All right, get ready to get back into this music in a minute, but let me get one more quick commentary from Remedy. All right, Remedy, you've heard a lot. Lots been said since the last time I brought you on the air. Any thoughts? Remedy? Yep, Remedy.
Okay, I'm here. Yeah, okay, yeah. So I was wanting to know if he was responding to how I was saying that, you know, in relationships, most guys say, hey, you're comparing me, you know, or don't compare me to, you know, your past relationships or your past boyfriends or husbands or whatever. When at times, most of the time, it's not that person is comparing them, it's just saying, hey, this line that you just gave me, you telling me that you're going to take care of me and that I'm never going to have stress. I heard that from 10,000 other ones, you know. So basically, at times, too, it could just be the woman saying, hey, look, say something else or either just come clean and come clear instead of just, you know, because I'm telling you that this is what I've heard. There's no difference in what you're telling me. But if you're interested in me that way, then it should come, you know, out that way and not be any offense taken every time that happens.
We got you. But, you know, I think, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Like somebody else said earlier, you know, people are going to have their baggage. I think it was A1. People are going to have their baggage, right? And, you know, you go into a situation, of course, you know, you got your antennas up, you know, you're looking for, you know, the signs or the red flags or whatever. But it's just a matter of taking time to let it, you know, to let it develop. Now, you can make whatever, you know, mental notes. You can say, oh, okay, I noticed, you know, this same kind of behavior. I've seen this before, and this is where it ended up. You can make a mental note of it, you know, and I would definitely do that too. You say, oh, man, you know what I'm saying? This is, oh, okay, let me be on the lookout for so-and-so because I've seen this before, and I kind of, you know how this movie ended.
That's why the last 10,000 got rejected.
right. You know what I'm saying? I definitely respect what you're saying. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, appreciate all the ladies in the building. Appreciate all you gentlemen also. All right, big shout out to all the folks in the building. All right, that came through for this particular conversation. Going to jump into a song, and we're going to come back, and we're going to do this going on. So y'all hold on tight. All right, this one of the new songs here. And as a matter of fact, I don't know. Maybe she'll allow me to play it. All right, Mona, I got that new song. Can I play it?
You can play it in the go or no.
Oh, you want me to put it in the go or no? Wow, okay. All right, well, how about that?
I'm not scared. I ain't never scared.
Oh, I like that. All right, you heard that. I was going to premiere the song, but she wants the feedback. She wants it in the go or no. So that's what we're going to do right after this. This is Maya, brand new music. This is Anytime. Remember where you heard it first.
Don't be angry.
Yeah, definitely a groove. Definitely a groove. That was Maya on that joint called Anytime, Dirty Basement Radio, bringing you more new music than anybody else before everybody else. Now, I think I'm going to slip in a DJ Sincere remix, if y'all don't mind. This is Flirt.
I'm a flirt, soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt, winking eyes at me when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt, sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt, and when she's with a man looking at me damn right, I'm a flirt, so homie don't bring your girl to meet me, cause I'm a flirt, and baby don't bring your girlfriend to eat, cause I'm a flirt, please believe it unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring around me because I'm a flirt. Now I swear to tell the truth and the whole truth. When it comes to I be pimping like I supposed to. Rolling like I supposed to. Shining like I supposed to. In the club with honeys like I supposed to. I don't understand when a bring his girlfriend to the club. Freaking all on the floor with his girlfriend in the club. And wonder why all these players trying to holler at her.
Tight and you trust her. Cause I might leave with your chick.
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 Yeah, I just might. You better keep away from the DJ booth if you want to go home with her. Keep away from the DJ booth. All right, just be careful, okay? Keep away, keep away. All right, something might transpire. Mr. Roy, you ready for this edition of Going No?
Yep, times two.
All right, times two. All right, times two. You had enough of this conversation today?
No, I was ready to keep going, but, you know, we don't, it'd be good to keep it in there, part two. I have some different, you know, views about what's being said. And it's good to hear everybody's rendition of what they're thinking, you know. But, you know, the way you feel is the way you feel. And it's always good to have a platform that it can be a fair exchange going back and forth.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, with that being said, let's get into today's edition of Going No.
Of the Go or No, where you can send your music in to DRTYBSMNTAOL, you hear me? But MP3 at AOL. So when you do send your music in, which has no particular form, you can send any style of music, any genre. It doesn't have to be censored, and you can send it in. But please do us a favor by labeling it, so that we can read it, so that we can do right by you by telling the people who you are and what's the name of your song. Now, I repeat, I do not, DJ Sincere does not, nobody on the panel does not listen to any of these songs ahead of time and judge them and set them up as a gag reel, because if you hear something crazy, that's not us. We didn't do it. And anyone is able to join in and call in and help us at 563-999-3050. Press that number one button if you want to say something and help us judge it by saying it's a go or it's a no. So this week, I think we got something special. They said, you know, Miss Mona, a.k.a. Big Fist, said, I ain't scared. She said she ain't scared. So let's see what happens. Let's see how it's going to go with this week's go and no.
Okay, okay. All right, well, we're going to leave that one tucked in the cut until the end. All right, we got a lot of joints on deck today that I'm going to need some assistance with. All right, first artist up on deck. Oh, and, you know, we got a few different genres in the house today, too. So a few different styles. All right, let's set it off. Let me see. All right, first artist up on deck goes by the name of Lil Polo Don. All right, and the song is called Mm-hmm. All right, let's check it out and see what he's talking about. Go or no.
Mm-hmm.
Black,
baby.
Mm-hmm.
I be like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I be like, mm-hmm.
Real good puss, I be like, mm-hmm.
Hey,
I
oh, yeah.
Ain't paid for no pussy or no coochie.
No coochie.
I'm on the ground, saving pussies, I'm in torts,
oh,
all
yeah.
Booty. Give you all of my attention, got me choosing.
I black, baby.
Real booty, nice blue suit and movie.
Real booty.
Shit crucial, thinking about you when I'm snoozing.
Shit crucial.
Memorize, cause that shit really moving.
Yeah,
I like a beach with some hips, real juice.
I
real water like jacuzzi.
Ay, black, come here.
Get up on top, she gon' ride that dick.
Black, yeah.
9 inches, make that pussy hide that bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck up on the back, I'm inside that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Tall ass legs, I'ma climb that bitch.
Fat
stick down, put it in a kitten.
Ay, black,
relocated from my ass to a titty.
To a titty, yo.
Fuck good or die trying like I'm 50.
Yo, black,
she
baby.
Got a fat girl, pussy skinny.
Pussy skinny.
I like to fuck up on the front with that pretty.
With that pretty.
She got me busting in that pussy like a glizzy.
Ay, black, baby.
Fucking in a mansion like I'm Diddy.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking in a mansion on some rich shit.
Rich shit.
Ay, yeah, ay.
my beans at the highs. Ooh, catch his feelings, I can see it deep in the eyes. Wet ass pussy, I'ma keep it inside. Knew she was a freak when she got in the back seat. She said she wanted me and D, we love her second in the seat. Hit her with a dad moves about.
All right, that's Lil Polo Don, and the joint is called Mm-hmm. All right, and that's what I'm saying on that joint, too. I'm like, Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to go to Spicy first on this one. I'm going to see if she's thinking what I'm thinking. Spicy, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I'm not sure if I'm thinking what you're thinking, but I think the younger crowd will listen to this song, and I'm going to give it a go because it's not what I would listen to, but this is the type of song my son would listen to.
Okay. All right, so you going to give it a go?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'll tell you what I think, and this is what I thought you were going to say, because, you know, I do like the song. All right, you know, it got a bounce and whatnot, but I thought the dude sounded like Mystical. I'm like, damn, this dude sounded like Mystical like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't think so? You didn't hear it?
I would have to listen to it again to see. I wasn't thinking about that.
Okay. All right. Let me see if anybody else thinks that. Let me see if anybody else thinks that. Mr. Roy, what do you think? What do you think about the song?
He sounds like Mystical mixed with Clyde.
Okay.
I can see what you're talking about.
It's not a mm-mm for me. So.
Okay. Mr. Ross shutting that one down. All right, Remedy Cold Sweat, what do you think about that first song?
I like it hands down, so I'm going to give it a go. And dude did sound like Mystical.
Well, he did. All right, Remedy likes the song. Mona, what do you think about the song? Uh-oh.
He does sound like Mystical. But I'm 60, and so my kids are 40 and 30, and they wouldn't listen to it. The lyrics are just what people listen to today, the younger crowd. I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. I did like appreciate the production, but the lyrics themselves have been done to death, and so it's going to be a no for me.
Okay. All right, shutting that one down. All right, K-Swiss, you get the last word.
I agree with Mona. And if it's what the young people are listening to, all they're listening to is the beat and not the lyrics. I mean, I like the beat. It had a bounce to it, but the lyrics, it was, nah. It's not. Are you listening to the artist or to the producer? I guess that's where it comes at. Are you the creator, the artist that wants to be heard, or do you want them to go with you just because you picked out a good beat? So it's a no for me.
Okay. All right. Looked like that one didn't make the cut today, so we're not off to a very good start. Let's see if we can pick up the pace. All right. Next artist up on deck goes by the name of Sha Boozy, and the song is called A Bar Song, a.k.a. Tipsy. Well, I guess he got the right name for it with a name like Sha Boozy, right? All right, let's see if the song is going to rock. Let's see if we can get back on track. Go or no.
My baby found a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. This goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a shit. Tell my mind, I ain't forget.
Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord. One. Here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me.
All right. All right, I told you we had some different sounds and stuff going on. All right, this is what the industry is putting out these days. Y'all should have listened to me 12 months ago. I tried to tell y'all. All right, this is Shop Boozy once again and a boss song. All right, let's see if y'all picked up on this one. All right, Mr. Roy, did you pick up on it? Let's see if Mr. Roy picked up on it.
I like it. I like it.
All right, all right, all right. You pick up that was what that's kind of a derivative of, even though, you know, all right. Yeah, that's kind of like a derivative.
Everybody's Fucking 50 by Ching.
Yeah, I think that was Jay Shin. No, I don't think that was Chingy. But yeah, that's almost like a country version of that song. He even was saying some of the lyrics, he even countrified some of the lyrics.
Yeah, I liked it too.
All right, it's kind of in that vein of that what's that song? That song with Snoop that we played the other week. I might pull that up at the end of this going no. All right, Remedy, what do you think about the song?
I actually like listening to country music myself, so I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna give that a big old fat go. I like
all right.
It. Bouncy is all over the place. It makes me want to get up and line dance, go shoot some pool at the pool hall. That's popping.
Nice. Texas girl talking about country. That makes sense. All right, Spicy. All right, what do you say?
I'm really not a fan of country, but I do know that song would probably do well in a country environment, so I will give it a go.
Okay. All right, let me go to K-Swiss. K-Swiss, what
like
do you think about this song?
I really liked it. I grew up on country too, so my parents always listened to it. But I liked the hook. It was catchy, and then the lyrics were telling you something.
Right.
So yeah, it's a go.
All right, straight up. All right, Mona, you get the last word on this song.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Mona.
Hello. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I like the song. That song was slapping. All I kept thinking, because he was, everybody in the club getting tipsy. So what he did is he paid homage to that, because that was an amazing song. He paid homage to it. I think he did a great job. I enjoyed it. Maybe me, too, want to get up in line then. I'll say that.
All right. Sounds like it's unanimous on this one. All right. We're back on track. Big shout out to Shaw Boozy. All right, we're rocking with that one. All right, next artist up on deck goes by the name of Marco Watts. It's called Parked Outside. All right, let's see what he got parked outside. Go or no.
Yeah. Marco Watts, man. Can't leave the streets alone. Me and baby going strong. It's all about the money, better watch your tone. She was parked outside and it's getting no chrome. When you talk about me, you better watch your tone. But we will go get us, I don't know about no clothes. You talking to the boss when you call my phone. Might pop a 30, get me in my zone. The way I'm out here winning like I can't go wrong. Got too many ops, won't put them in a stone. They run like motions when the lights turn on. She was parked outside and it's getting no chrome. Talk about me, you better watch your tone. Ain't need the streets alone, me and baby going strong. It's all about the money, better watch your tone. She was parked outside and it's sitting on chrome. When you talk about me, you better watch your tone. Ain't need the streets alone, me and baby going strong. It's all about the money, better watch your tone. She was parked outside and it's sitting on chrome. When you talk about me, you better watch your tone.
Bad before we leave, lastly, I might pop out and I'll ping to the king daddy. No pics in the club, let the click ready.
She gon' say my name, wipe my lip and say she moan. She hate I run the streets, but she know I'm coming home. My friends say I'm no good, can't say they all wrong. But I'ma take you shopping, baby, try to shit phone. You know I'm trying to get it, let me try to make it clear. We can drink, we can smoke, we got motion over here. She was parked outside and it's getting on chrome. When you talk about me, you better watch your tone. Ain't leave the streets alone, me and baby going strong. It's all about about the money, better watch your tone. She was parked outside and it's getting no chrome.
All right, that's Marco Watts on that joint. All right, that's called Parked Outside. Let me get some feedback from Remedy first on this one. Remedy, you like that one?
Yes, I do. Hands down. It's a go. Run it back.
All right, run it back. Spin the block. All right, Spicy, what's your thoughts?
I also like that one, but I think that he needs to go back and structure it a little better. It seemed like it was just hook, 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 hook. And then finally it came in with a little verse. And then hook, hook, hook. I think he needs to separate. He needs to position it a little better than that. But I do like the song. But okay. I'm going to ask him to go. My thoughts is to go back and structure it a little better. I thought it was just going to be all hook because the hook took so long. And then finally I heard a little bit of verse. So I'm going to ask him to go back and restructure it and come back again. But I think that's a nice song. And I definitely say that that has potential.
Okay. All right. All right, K-Swiss, what do you say?
I give it a go, but I kind of agree about going back to the studio. I felt you need to talk with your engineer about balancing between the instrumentals, between your beat and your vocals, because the beat part, the instrumentals, was a little overpowering. So, yeah, you did only hear a lot of the hook because it was repetitive. So it's a go, but clean it up.
Okay. All right. This case Swish, he kind of concurs with Spicy on that one.
I have to agree with Spicy. It was one, you already know, working in television, you already know that the hook is everything. Now, mind you, it was a catchy hook. I can say the hook and repeat it after the first time that it came in, but he didn't separate the hook from the verse. And so you don't know what you're listening to. And then when the singing came in, I was like, okay, it's a song. It's not a rap. And it's just, he's just featuring on somebody's song, or he's singing and then he's doing a rap in there. But all it was a bunch of hooks. You can't go back to the studio and fix that. You have to go and rewrite the whole thing and take out, you know, separate your hook from your verses because they sound the same. You don't know, you know, when one comes in and one ends. So it's going to be a no for me.
All right. Mr. Moore, all right, shut it down.
It's excuse me. It's oddly enough, it's a good no because the good no means that it had great potential and it needed to go back to the drawing board for it to get the final over push to get a full go.
I like so. A good no.
That's where it has to go.
All right.
It was the potential there, but it just needed some additives just to make it have that over push that it would have been nobody saying that it needed to go back for work.
All right. All right, so pretty much that one, pretty much everybody enjoyed that record. It just needs a little bit of tweaking. All right, so that one survived. That one survived. All right, so far it looks like we only got one song that we got to throw overboard in a little while. All right, let's keep it going. Our next artist up on deck goes by the name of Leah Nilla. All right, and this song is called Trick Nigga. All right, let's see what the trick is about. The trick's on me, trick's on you. Let's find out. Go and know.
Must be your money cause it ain't your dick. It must be the money cause it ain't your dick. It must be your money cause it ain't your dick. Throw him on me. $1 million pussy, I'm riding him like a pony. Nigga said he pussy so good.
All right. That was Leonilla, and that was called Trick Nigga. All right, let's get some feedback on that one. Mr. Roy, you up first.
Seeing how I'm a man of a certain demographics, because I can't say age, because there's men older than me that likes that ratchet stuff. I don't really like it, but it seems just that these days the women are answering back anything that men say, because that's tip drill, and that's old from Nelly, and now that's her reply back to that now, and it must be the, because it ain't your, you know, the bold way that the women are saying that. It just turns me off, and it doesn't seem overly creative for me. So, you know, I don't like it, but it's not all a right, song for me.
All right. Do you think it was a good song?
No, I don't.
Okay.
There was nothing original about that. She even took the style of rap.
To me, it's just a remix. I give it up to the sister to bounce back in there and do it, because men do it. We can do what we want to do, too. So I don't really like the language and stuff like that, but I'm just going to give her a go because she stepped out of her comfort zone and tried something different. Sometimes you have to do that as an artist. And I know the lyrics are kind of disrespectful and this and that, but this is an artist world, and this is what we do.
Okay. All right, so Spicy's going to give it a go on the strength of the sisterhood. All right. Remedy, talk to me.
Okay, so yes. So I liked it as soon as it came on. It's a real nice club banger for me. I don't have a problem with it at all. It's ratchet, it's dirty, it's ghetto, it's nasty. I'm loving it, so it's a go for me.
She's all on board. She's here for it. All right, ratchet and all. She's here for it. All right, Mona.
I hated everything about it. I hated everything about the song. The thing about this is, and it does have to do with my age, but it has to do with the fact that it just, man, I hated everything about it. I think it was Spicy that said that what men do, we can do too. And for me, that's an issue as being a lady. Because we shouldn't want to do everything that men do. We shouldn't want to say everything that men say. Now, mind you, we are living in a world where ratchet is king, or excuse me, ratchet is queen. And so it's just, to me, it's disrespectful when I hear a woman, because I can't call her a lady, bring something like that to the table. And she's not out of her comfort zone. And the reason I say that is because she was comfortable saying the words. She didn't stutter. Her voice didn't go down when she said the words. Usually when someone is out of their comfort zone and they're saying stuff that they're not comfortable saying, she could be, blah, 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 blah. You know, she'll bring it down. She didn't. It's like she emphasized those words. Now, mind you, I can guarantee told you that this song is going to make it into the industry. It definitely will, because that's where we're living now. But you told me something a few months ago. You said the industry is changing. And so that's my hope, that the industry is changing. And I should have listened to you because of the 63-year-old man who got the award for the best song. And I was shocked to hear that. But for me, it's going to be a no, only because I don't like it personally. And like sincere, my brother said, maybe it's a no-go, because I do believe truly that it will make it into the industry.
Okay. I mean, there's always going to be, you know, there's a market for everything. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what it is. It could be the most, you know, vile or decrepit, or it could be, you know, the top of the ladder and shiny and gleaming and clean. There's going to be a market for everything. It's just a time and a place for it. I think the problem that we've ran into, you know, in the modern era is that we let everything just be available for everyone, you know, whether you're an adult or a minor. You know, it's there for you. You know, it's there for you on the buffet, nothing being hidden from you. And I think that's a big part of the problem. K-Swiss, you get the last word.
I just want to say thank you, Miss Mona. I've been wanting to say that for a couple years now on this show. But granted, young lady, if she's the young lady, she can spit. But choose your content? Is that how you want to be thought of, remembered, whatever? And would you perform that in front of your kids? It was too vulgar for me. I guess I'm old-fashioned, whatever, but it's just a no. I was going to say, oh, hell no, but it's a no.
Okay. All right. That's what it is. That's what it is. Not too good feedback on that song. All right. Sorry, Leah. All right. Let's keep it moving. Next artist up on deck goes by the name of Jeff Glenn. All right. This is called Easy. All right. After that song, I guess we need to take it easy. Go and know.
Over my eyes and nothing's changed. The same old same but a different day. I see the light, gotta walk away. I'm sick and tired of playing games. I wanna take it back to basics. I'm done with all the compensating. With you it doesn't feel so jaded. Cause when it comes down to it, you make it easy.
That's Jess Glenn on that song, and that song was called Easy. Let's go to Mona first on this one. Mona, what's your thoughts?
I loved it. I grew up on that type of music, so for me, it's a go. I love that song.
All right. Loving it. All right. Mr. Roy, what do you say?
Yeah, that's a go. Good singing. You can hear that she has a strong voice, a strong vocals. And that's the kind of music I was raised on. So that's the go for me.
All right. No doubt. Something that we would have heard on AM radio here in New York. All right. Spicy, what do you think?
I agree that that's a go. I think that's more of a pop feel to me.
Absolutely.
And it belongs like in a pop category, just like that young lady needs to be in the category of whatever we want to call it, but I think that is a go.
No, absolutely. You definitely called that one, because a lot of times when I pull these songs, they will have a designation on them. You know, they may say that it's a pop song, or that's an Afrobeat song, it's a dancehall song, or R&B or a hip hop song. You know, I'll know what the style of the song is. I won't listen to the song, so I won't know what it sounds like, but I will know what the, you know, that's why, you know, a lot of times these days, you'll see that, you know, grab songs from, you know, across other genres. It's not all just hip hop and R&B. All right, Remedy, what do you think about the song?
I think it is a go, straight up. I didn't find any flaws. I didn't hear anything. The vocals were high, they were clean, they're clear. I was over here feeling that, so that's a definite go.
All right, that's a go. All right, back on track with this one, Twist.
It's definitely a go. If I were listening to it on the radio, I'd turn it up.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, now, you know, for some of us, it might have to be like a guilty pleasure, but yeah, we'd definitely be jamming to that one. you know, might even get a remix on that one. You might even get a remix. We'll see. All right, so that's what's up. All right, that one was unanimous. All right, let's keep it going. Next artist up on deck goes by the name of Mozzie, and it features Friday. This one is called Lost It All. Let's see what he's talking about. Go and know.
Thank you.
if I ain't have drive? Tell me, would you still ride? If a nigga couldn't find his way, would you turn around and be my life? Seen it too many times, they always switching sides. If they ever left me out for that, would you keep my name alive? Don't need to act, just play your role. You let her light, you let her show. If she get dark, are you gonna leave me alone? I gotta know.
If I lost it all, would you still love me?
If I was to fall, put someone above me. It get pretty quiet when she get up. She get up. If I lost it all, would you still love me? If I was to fall, put someone above me. It get pretty quiet when she get up.
No, I'm not no saint, but I've been keeping faith. All I ask, don't attempt to judge me for my evil ways. Look where I was brought up, look where I was raised. Keep a thing, you ain't gotta tell me. Smart enough to know, I need to change. Welcome home, gang 10 Ben, cause that's my man, he did. Sent inside that can and couldn't wait to touch and get a chain. Bless the gang, who gon' bless mine if I went broke today? You gon' up and leave when you don't need me though? Hope you ain't. I've been feeling like the world been on my shoulder blades. Too much pride to ask you for assistance, what I'm supposed to say? No, I'm supposed to pray, but I've been catting. If I lost it all, I know it's happening.
If I lost it all, would you still love me?
If I was to fall, put someone above me. It get pretty quiet.
All right, the artist goes by the name of Mozzie, and the feature's Friday, and the song is called Lost It All. Let me get some feedback for that one. Let me go to K-Swiss first. K-Swiss, would you turn that one up?
Yeah, I'd listen to it again. I'll give it a go. Mainly because I thought the production was done well. His verse, he needed a little work himself with his flow, but it wasn't, you know, like, oh my God, he missed it, you know. It just, I thought the production helped him make it a go for me.
Okay. All right, fantastic, fantastic. Let me see. Mona, what do you say?
I loved it. I loved everything about it. He was just smooth to me.
You just smooth with it? Okay.
He was smooth. He was real smooth with it. And he's a storyteller. So it was kind of like him asking a question and then talking about his situation. So it was something that I wanted to get into. I actually wanted to hear what the last verse was going to be because I wanted to hear more. So anytime a song makes me want to hear more, it's a go.
All right. That's what's up. All right, Remedy, what do you say?
I want to give it a go too. I like the smoothness. I like the butteriness of it. And I'm just going to give it a nice, big, fat, wet, juicy go.
Okay. All right. We're 3 for 3 so far. All right. Let's keep it going. All right, Spicy, what do you say?
I definitely say that's a go. I think that's the best song that was played tonight. Some people would say too much auto-tunes, but that is the thing of today. I think that song is going to go somewhere.
All right. That's what's up. All right, Mr. Roy, you going to make it unanimous?
Yeah, the singing guy, I can't remember what his name is, but my daughter put me on to him about 2 months ago. And let me tell you, this guy got some work, and he got some music, boy. So the one that was singing, once I heard him automatically, I was like, oh, that's that artist. So I've already gravitated towards him. And like K-Swiss says, his production is nice. You know, made me think of a couple of things. So that's definitely a go for me.
All right. Excellent. All right. Next artist up on deck. That one was unanimous. So salute to Mozzie. That's Mozzie featuring Friday. Song is called Lost It All. All right. Next artist up on deck goes by the name of Raphael Tate. And the song is called Same Energy. All right, let's see if we can keep this same energy going though.
Right.
right. The artist on that was Raphael Tate. The song was called Same Energy. All right. Let me see. Spicy. Did you like Raphael Tate?
Yeah, I'll give that a go. It's like a feel-good song. It's really not what I would listen to every day, but that's a feel-good song. I'll give that a go.
All right, fantastic. All right, she give it a go. It's out of her normal listening, but that's a good thing. That's a good thing. All right, Remedy, what do you think?
First of all, I want to say you're doing a damn good job. Okay, so I'm going to give this one right here a go. Like, you're killing shit.
All right, now you like that same energy? You like the same energy? All right, that's what's up. All right, Mr. Roy, what do you think?
That's my style all the way. That's what I listen to more than rap. So that's the goal for me.
All right, we're 3 for 3. All right, let's keep it moving. Keep it moving. K-Swiss?
That's a good no for me. There's something missing with it. Not something I would listen to again, I don't think. But it wasn't displeasing, so it's a gano.
Okay. All right. K-Swiss going to utilize her gano for today. That's what's up. All right, Mona, what do you say?
I'm going to go with what Spicy said. I think it's a good song. It's a feel-good song. And that's crazy because I couldn't find the words until she said it. I was just like, I can listen to it. I know my kids listen to I don't know what it's called, but that type of music does have a name. I actually enjoyed the song. I enjoyed listening to it.
Okay, great. All right, so it looks like we're pretty much, I guess, like a a 4.5. That's like 4.5 stars out of 5. So, big shout out to that artist also. All right. Now we're coming down to the end of the show, the last song of today. All right. The artist is in the building. All right. I didn't know she wanted this to be a go. No, I was just going to do it as a world premiere. But she wanted to get this feedback, so let's do it. Let's do it right now. All right. Hold on a second. Mona, you want to say something real quick before I play this song?
Yeah, this is off of my album, Velvet Sandpaper. It'll be out actually May the 19th. This song was inspired by yours truly, the DJ right there. So he's always, like I said, when him and I talk, he always gives me some type of feedback. He always gives me something to write about, whether positive or negative. And this was my positive negative. And the song is called Cool On You.
Oh, shit. Here we go. All right, let me see what the folks think about this one. You heard what she said. Oh, boy, here we go. All right, going on. Let's get the feedback on this. K-Swiss, you up first. What do you say?
Wow. It gave me goosebumps. I felt that like rumble in my chest even, you know, it was it. Very good. Very good job. Excellent.
All right. All right. Off to a great start. Off to a great start. Spicy, what do you say?
It's really not something that I probably would listen to. I thought it was a little pitchy, a little bit here and there. And I think she should make it more interesting. It's kind of, I don't want to say boring, but to me, it just seems like it's something missing. So I'm going to have to get that. I'm just going to say, not to be disrespectful, but I think she should go back and try to make it a little bit more interesting.
Okay. All right, let's get Mr. Raw's, let me get Remedy's feedback. Remedy, what do you say?
Yes, I was loving it. I'm a fool for the smoothness and that voice, that smooth pop, nice voice. So I'm going to give it a go. Like anything else, I'm giving it a go.
Okay. All right, Remedy's rocking with it. All right, Mr. Roy, the last word.
I was surprised at the vocal tone because I'm used to her being a little lighter and then how light her voice is when we talk. So when she came strong like that, that was like, oh, okay. And then for some strange reasons, I thought she was going to shock me because it gave me the essence of a song that deserved someone to like kind of spit to it. So when it lightened up a little bit when it was coming into the other verse, I thought he was going to just shock me and just hit me with a verse, and I would have just been blown out of the. I'm like, she rhyming all time, but it was different for me from what I hear of you because, like I said, I'm used to your light mellow tone. So hearing you come stronger. I appreciated that. I do like the track. And reading between the lines, the words, is there something y'all trying to tell me that I don't know about y'all? What's going on with that?
All right. Mr. Roy giving his feedback. And let me bring the artist back on the air and see what she has to say in regards to her feedback. All right, there you have it. Miss Mona, what do you think about the song? I mean, what do you think about the feedback?
I appreciate all the feedback because that's what makes, you know, a song a greater or artist greater. Artists that can accept feedback, whether it's good or bad, is best to me. You turned it off right when the hook came in, right before the hook, so he didn't get to hear, he didn't get to see my change up, which was weird to me that you cut it off right before the hook, but you've never heard the song before. So
we give every song 90 seconds, so it was like the first 90 seconds.
Yeah, I know. But because I was the last one, I thought you were going to just let it play out. But I understand it. So, but he'll get to hear it. He's my brother, so he knows I'm going to send it to him, and then he can tell me what he feels. Spicy said that it was boring to her. And like I said, I appreciate everybody's feedback. I can't say, oh, you're wrong or you're right. I can just say I appreciate it. That the other baby, she said it's a go to her because she loves the old school. And so that's what I'm going for. Like I said, I'm 60. My whole album is old school. And so did, I forget the sweetheart's name. I forgot what she said. She said that she loved everything. The thing about my album is that I wrote, produced, and arranged everything. Fox actually did the mixing on it. So when she said that it was, you know, that it was a little, like I think she said, pitchy problem, then I would have to take that up with Fox Studio and Lee Daniels for that one right there. Mr. Raw, you've never heard me sing that deep. That was the first time. And I can tell you, when I sung that song, I was mad. I was angry because they kept making me go back. And it was something they didn't like about it. So they kept making me go back. So if you ever dealt with Lee Daniels, he could be a so-and-so. So, you know, and Simone is harder than he is. So dealing with Simone Sheffield, when I went into the studio to do this, and all eyes are on me, I was angry. So I was singing it angry. And you know how you mad and you arguing or whatever and your voice comes out deeper? I know mine does, and that's why I got that. And as soon as I started singing in that voice, everybody in behind the studio just started clapping and pointing like, yes, 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 that's what we needed, something different on her album than her soft speaking, than her soft singing. So this is the song. Even my sisters were surprised because they were like, where did that tone come from? you know, and to explain it. And then again, messing with Robert, and Sincere knows who Robert is. He drove me crazy during the course of this recording. But again, I appreciate everybody's feedback. I can't take offense of it. You can't be in this industry or be a part of whatever it is you're trying to be a part of, an entertainer, and not take criticism. And it could be good or constructive criticism is the best for me, because it doesn't mean that you're hating on me. I will never think that. It just means that you don't like it and you find something about it that, you know, that you don't like. And I accept that. I accept that with my crown. You know, so I want to thank everybody for your feedback. And hopefully you guys get to hear the whole album. Like I said, it comes out in May 19th. There are physical copies available for people who want to hear, who want to have the physical CD or the album. You guys please hit up Sincere, and he'll hook you up with that if you want to. But again, thank you guys. Thank you so much.
Okay, fantastic, fantastic. All right, well, we're running overtime. We're running overtime today a little bit, getting ready to get on out the door. Want to give a big salute to everybody who came through today, all right, for the fantastic conversation and this fantastic edition of Go and Know. All right, make sure that y'all tune in tomorrow. My dude, DJ Itchy Pomona, will be in the building. All right, California's own DJ Itchy Pomona. Pomona, right? All right, should be obvious, right? But just in case, all right, make sure that you tune in 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. if you are on the West Coast. Get ready to get on out the door, and I guess we'll, you know, we'll spin the whole joint. All right, you want to hear the whole joint? We'll spin the whole joint on the way on out the door. All right, once again, this is Mona, and cool on you. Y'all take care and be safe. Peace.
Time and time again, still you play, boy. I was your